Right. These guys could go hammer and tongs out a bit on every topic through the whole week, but we're going to have to end it now. I've got it. It's at 12:57. Gentlemen, a fabulous Friday panel. I think the audience will very much agree. Nick Dubois, former Tory MP for Enfield North.
Thank you.
Christian Wilmer, Transport Journalist, former Labour candidate at the Richmond Park by-election. Gents, thank you so much for joining us. Well, I'm going to take a breather now. I think we're going to carry this on off air, aren't we? Let's welcome it to the studio. Well, I say welcome.
Yeah, they can stay if they want. Just carry this on. I'm happy with that.
That's John Holmes. He's here.
Well, I'm happy with that.
You looked a little bit scared and shell-shocked when you came in.
No,
everyone's shouting
about
chocolate.
Yeah, well, obviously it's a big contentious issue. I'm glad we're talking about it.
Forget Syria and Brexit.
Yeah, chocolate.
That's something. What nonsense is coming up on your show?
It's Friday, so you know what I'm going to say, don't you? So on a Friday, what we do is we take a man called Con and we put him in a lift. And rather than ignore the haters' tweets and texts, as you know, we embrace it. And he reads them out as the lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending.
It's wonderful stuff.
Among other things on a Friday. Live music on a Friday.
Excellent.
An end-of-the-week quiz. Stuff about train tickets. You know, all that.
Excellent. Love it.
All
coming up after 1 o'clock. Absolutely fabulous show. John Holmes is with you from 1 till 4. Don't forget, of course, Paul Ross back with you at 6 o'clock on Monday morning. All of your breakfast show needs. I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. I'm off to start my weekend nice and early. Happy Friday, everyone. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
What a bargain!
It's a song!
Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of gazelle today!
I think that was... Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Starts this Saturday.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man United, Everton and Stoke all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+ gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, you can find essential information and services about selling overseas through the government's website for exporters. Find the right information and help to grow your business. Visit great.gov.uk.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. On a Friday afternoon, let's be specific. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Here's Victoria. Look, she's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly house fire in Manchester, court challenge over child refugees, and good news for Prince fans.
Talk Radio.
A man and woman have died and 4 children have been taken to hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. Another man is said to be in a serious condition. Emily Puckering lives nearby.
Lots of smoke and the flames were getting quite big. I could see them out in the front door in the upstairs bedroom. A police officer came and spoke to us about an hour after. He just told us that the children were injured from falling from the window, but they're not, like, it wasn't severe.
A 16-year-old girl is one of 4 people being questioned by police on suspicion of planning a suicide attack in Paris. The arrests were made in Montpellier after a makeshift explosives factory was discovered during a raid. People who work for firms under freelance contracts could be entitled to basic workers' rights following a legal ruling. It's after the Court of Appeal upheld a decision about the status of a former employee who wanted to reduce his working days following a heart attack. Campaigners are taking the government to court to challenge the decision to end a scheme accommodating loans child refugees. There's been widespread criticism after Umaj just 350 young people would be accepted instead of a planned 3,000. Former Conservative MP Nick Dubois has told Talk Radio the government is helping.
The most useful thing I think we're doing is actually going into the camps in Lebanon, neighbouring Lebanon, for example, and actually actively lifting people out of conditions there and bringing them to this country. And that's a lot of children as well.
Donald Trump is warning the security of the US is at stake after an appeals court refused to reinstate his travel ban. His executive order barring travellers from seven mainly Muslim countries was reversed following a legal challenge. The president tweeted, "See you in court," implying you'll now appeal to the Supreme Court. And Prince's music is going to return to Spotify on Sunday. An agreement's been made with the late singer's record label after he chose to pull his tracks from several streaming services 2 years ago.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that was Victoria. Oh, you didn't do your news out.
Well, you realised it was the end of my news, so well done, John.
I did.
Finally.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I was listening to that. So that's good news, isn't it?
Mm.
I was listening to you.
Thanks.
I heard the end bit.
That's cool.
I heard the end bit about...
The what bit?
The end bit.
Oh.
I heard you say that's... Oh, no, I've forgotten that. Anyway, it's very informative. Thank you very much.
You can't say that genuinely if you weren't listening.
No, but I know, I imagine it was.
It might have all been useless.
For those who... I find that very hard to believe if you're doing it.
That's kind. I'm suspicious of you now.
Okay. Good. Victoria there with the... Have you done the weather?
No.
Okay,
you know I haven't.
Here's, I don't. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling bitterly cold in Briskwinds this afternoon. Some wintry showers around as well, mainly in the east. Highs of just 5 degrees.
Thank you. I always end on a high. Victoria there with the news on your Friday. She'll be back with more news as the afternoon goes on, including a 2:30 bonus news, of course. Today, it's mineral news.
No, it's not mineral. It's animal news
animal
because
news.
You were a horrible person. And where is your dog? You said you were going to bring in your dog today.
Yeah,
you
well,
you did.
I did. No, I said
you promised that you were going to bring in your dog today as a repentance.
You two said I want you to bring in your dog, and I said, well, I might one day, but I couldn't.
No, you didn't say
no,
I might one day.
I
you
could
were
do
like,
it
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot.
Well, that just adds to my catalogue of things that you've done, which are terrible.
Surely a dogalogue.
My list of things.
All right, fine. Add it to this.
Of how bad John Holmes is
all right.
as a person.
Okay. Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has confirmed Chairman Steve Parish came into the dressing room after Saturday's game. He spoke to the players, having seen them lose 4-0 to Premier League relegation rival Sunderland. Meanwhile, Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says nothing has changed at the club, despite their slump in form.
This isn't Ben.
No, it's not Ben. Ben's drinking in Lincolnshire.
Drinkshire.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Tim Humphrey. He said it at the beginning, John.
I wasn't listening. Like, I wasn't listening to your weather.
We've been in this
why did no one warn me and say that it wasn't going to be Ben doing the pre-recorded sport?
Did you say Ben?
Yes.
Oh. Ben. I wasn't listening to you.
See?
The only way that we know.
Anyway, here's Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport.
Swansea boss Paul Clement's been named the Premier League's Manager of the Month for January. Tottenham midfielder Dele Alli got the best player prize after scoring 5 league goals during the month. Joe Root, Stuart Broad and Ben Stokes have all had talks with the ECB
I mean,
about
Ben.
The vacant
said Ben
test
there.
Captaincy.
Different
Root
Ben.
Is favourite for the role, but it's understood director of cricket Andrew Strauss is yet to hold any formal interviews. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
I like him. I liked him. He's good, isn't he?
Do you prefer him to Ben?
Yes. So, is Tim with us all day then, pre-recording
yes,
the sport?
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there we are. It's Tim. For a Friday. Google if, I didn't get that email. Right, it's...
Well, technically, you don't need to introduce him, so no email was sent. It's on the rota, though.
What rota?
You could have looked at that.
What
it's
rota?
On the wall
on
in the office.
I don't look at that.
It's too high up
for you,
I think.
Or you could just look at the sports desk.
And see who's sitting there.
Yeah.
I could do that, but I don't do that either. I mean, I know I walk past it, but I'm not looking at it.
So what you're saying, essentially, is you're incompetent.
Yes. Good. Right, let's do Friday. Speaking of incompetent, Chloe, press a button, if you would.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive.
Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Cornelius, regular listeners will know that it was your mum's birthday the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you get her?
Webcams.
I mean, for me, beer, lager and drinking.
Some lipsticks and a nail varnish.
Stop mocking Sanjay.
And I got it all in her hair. They've grafted fingers onto the hooves of big brands funding terror, such as knee graces and boo-boos.
Damning new figures. I thought we were going to talk about the rage art.
Now, yesterday didn't go so well, did it? Body cams for teachers. Now,
we should form a sneaky club to get past cams.
Oh, I didn't realise that. You've done very well for yourself.
Now, listen, you've called in because you heard me say that Jeremy Corbyn was the inspiration for Lenny Henry's character in The Hope and Glory, the TV series. Hello?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
So then, as the race to save 100 stranded whales on a beach in New Zealand is on, we now throw ourselves onto your Friday afternoon. Except where good and decent people down under are battling to help the whales by pouring cold water on their fins. The only thing getting cold water poured on it round here. Our ideas for radio features are... Honestly, I went into the boss earlier, Denny, right? I went in with an idea. Not for now, but for the future, like sort of May, end of May. So I've got an idea for a radio feature tying in with religious festivals at the end of May. It's an idea. It's sort of religious fasting music feature, I said. I said, what's it called? I said, it's called Ramadan and Ding Dong. But I'll be honest, it was a no from him. The drawing board with that. Anyway, never mind. Hello and welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Friday one, isn't it? And as Jeremy Hunt, the Health Secretary, admits that the problems in the NHS are unacceptable today. Like, duh. Jeremy. I mean, it's been your job to sort them out for... Oh, let's have a look. Oh, let's have a look and see how long you've been Health Secretary. 5 years, that's right, yeah. And now it's much worse than when you started. Much worse than ever, in fact. Now, I know that some people might say... Some might say, it's your fault, you inept end of a bell. I mean, yes, then Theresa May kept you in the job, of course, during the re-government of... A cynic might say that now all of these NHS waiting times and subsequent inevitable headlines about how bad the NHS is, a cynic might say, Jeremy Hunt, that you're doing this deliberately so you can suggest, I don't know, that we privatise it to make it better. Maybe that's going to help the privatisation plan, isn't it? If the headlines generated are that the NHS is really bad, you're trying to get the public on side saying, oh, we need to do something, and you'll say, oh, that's something's privatisation, won't you? That's what we can see what you're doing here. Yeah, but a cynic might say it's all part of the government's plan to give the NHS over to big business, just like you did with the trains in the 1980s, because that's gone well, hasn't it? The news today full of passengers being overcharged by ticket machines that can't deal with the complex fare structure, brought on as a direct result of privatisation. So in future, I suppose if the NHS goes the same way, we could all look forward to queuing for a ticket to get our appendix out, only to find that we could have got it removed cheaper and that the surgeons are on strike because they're now members of the RMT. We can see what you're doing, Hunt, you enormous arse moomin. Anyway, hello. John Holmes, I am. It's Talk Radio, 1 till 4 weekdays. Plenty of room in here, by the way, so if you are listening to this from a hospital trolley in a corridor this afternoon, then just leave it there, walk away. We've got space in here for you. We'll let you lie on our sofa we've got here in the studio while Cass makes you a cup of tea. And then Paul Ross will operate on you. I mean, that's not ideal, is it? But it's still better than the NHS. So on the show today, then, here we go. Headline hijack on the way in the next bit, of course. We'd like you to make a news story up. He's still shouting about fake news on his Twitter feed. Donald Trump would love this. Make up a news story and get it to us. Hear it said as factual truth. In the news at 2 o'clock, we were doing it long before fake news was even a thing. 87222 is a number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Of course, today we'll meet another lonely luncher. If you are lunching alone, the reason does not matter. The only criteria, you're eating alone. Give us a shout via an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll get you on the radio to tell us why you're lunching alone and just have an idle chit-chat about whatever you like. To make you fewer lonely. It's part of the service, my friend. Work experience punditry today. Rob's back. He's previewing your films for the weekend. He's a work experience. We don't have to pay him. That's basically why he's here. And there's our Friday brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz coming this afternoon as well. If you'd like to take part in it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can Twitter that as well, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
just
like.
Just indicate somehow that you'd like to play the end of the week quiz. We'll figure it out. The news will be analysed this afternoon through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions that we've pulled out of the Talk Radio reaction pipe. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con.
Hiya.
Hiya. He'll be reading out today on Friday the abuse we get from the trolls and the haters that we've received over the past 5 days on text and Twitter. And he'll be reading those out as the lift travels downwards through the building. We don't report them. We don't ban them. No, we embrace them. And as that lift travels down, their hate is read aloud. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And, of course, there's live music on a Friday round these parts. It's our Friday busker session. We've dragged another busker in off the street. Is it a he or a she today?
She.
It's a she. She'll be performing live for us between 3:30 and 4. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday, as it is every Friday on this show. We will play you speeches and talks as per your requests and dedications. We can't do music. We're not a music radio programme. Radio, a licence doesn't let us do that. Plus, Radio 2 have sort of got the copyright on requests on a Friday, so with music. So we do speeches and talks, right? So get your requests into us. Valentine's Day on the way, of course. Maybe you want us to play for a loved one Hitler's 1942 address to the Nazi party during the Battle of Stalingrad. So romantic, that one. It's lovely, that. Beautiful. Or maybe your dog's being neutered today and he'd like to hear President Obama's recent farewell speech to the people of America, just to say goodbye to his balls. Play it for your dog. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Ginger Dave not producing today. It's Valentine's Day next week, as I say, so he's hosing out the back of his van. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
I was on the phone.
I'd love to say she's a joy to work with, but she's not. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every Victoria has the news. Paddington Cornelius says, what?
What?
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday. I am John Holmes, yes. And we're going to start with some music. For today's big story, 16 minutes past one. This will link us into what we're going to be talking about next. It's Talk Radio. This is Train.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Turn of a stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey, hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading and that heaven is overrated? Well, tell me, did you fall from a shooting? Me while you were looking for yourself.
train. She's back in the atmosphere. It's called Drops of Jupiter. And we're playing it to get into Stop Singing. Play no Jane, no. Or about a man who was too afraid to fly, so we never did land. But tell me, did the... It's called Drops of Jupiter. We're playing it on a talk radio station. Did you finally get the chance to dance? Now, what big story could it link to? Of course, we like to play you a song to link to with the day's big story. It's called Production. Tell me. Now, all you have to do, though, is figure out the story. Play it on at home. Cornelius, why do you think we're playing Trains, Drops of Jupiter to get to the big story? What could the big story possibly be?
I don't think it's Trains. That would be too obvious for you. So, I'm going to go something Jupiter.
Yeah.
There must be something to do with space. Is there? Intergalactic, or maybe a space bar on a keyboard. Something to do with... keyboards, computers, or keyboard players, music, more drops. It could be the weather. I have wet feet today.
Yes.
Is it to do with my wet feet?
No.
Is it? Oh, is it about the wind and the weather sweeping someone off their feet? Is it someone called Plain Old Jane? Is she in the news?
No. Tell me.
Someone sailed across the sun.
Yeah, no.
Has someone made it to the Milky Way? More drops of Jupiter. More space. It's space, isn't it? You didn't say it weren't space. What's happening with space?
Nothing. It's trains. It's an obvious one today. So we're going to be talking about this story today that, of course, the... ticket machine. It turns out the ticket machines that we've all been using to buy our train tickets are stealing from us. We never get the cheapest option, according to the rail watchdogs. We have to. They're so complex, these ticket machines, that we can never get the cheapest option. A fifth of us just can't even figure them out. That's the news today. So we will be talking about that. Of course, we're going to need a guest, though. Ass broadcast is through the glass. It falls to her to pull us a guest out of the ether.
Yep.
Could you get us a guest, please, Cass?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There's never a guarantee.
Okay, fine.
Can we have the footballer, Ian Wright?
He's
been on trains.
Okay.
Right. Weird. Right, so 20 past time, and next we will be talking about train tickets and why we can't buy them properly on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In February, we've got an 8x4-foot sheet of 100mm Enertherm pitched roof insulation for only £25.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man United, Everton and Stoke all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M27 eastbound through Hampshire at the moment, one lane's closed off and slow traffic just around Junction 7. We've also got in Merseyside problems on the M53. It's closed in both directions, causing big queues. It's due to a police incident just between Junction 3 and Junction 2. Through South Lancashire as well, the M74 as you go southbound between Junction 4 and Junction 5, that is also looking fairly slow. I'm Poonam Verma.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A couple of your reactions coming in to the studio. Of course, we are Talk Radio, home of your reactions. If you've got a reaction, then you can react it in our direction. Here's some.
Lots coming in. John, when This Morning got rid of Richard and Judy, I didn't see how the show would work without a husband and wife presenting. But I must say, with Phil and Holly, the father-daughter relationship works really well. That's coming from Critic. John, I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Going to let it all hang out. Want to make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I want to scream and shout about the injustice of Donald Trump's travel ban. That's, again, coming from a political Shania Twain.
Thank you very much indeed, political Shania Twain. We love hearing from you. Keep those coming in. Big story. That's what we're talking about today. So 1/5 of rail passengers buy the wrong tickets from machines. Now, that is according to the rail regulator, and I have to say it's true. I mean, I've lost count of the number of times I've tried to buy a train ticket from the condom machine in the toilets at St Pancras's. And that's all because I've had too many Adnams broadsides in the station bar. And the reason for that, well, of course, it's the railways. If my train wasn't delayed, then I wouldn't have to go and have 10 drinks, would I? That's not my fault. That, what that is privatisation. Thank you, Thatcher's Britain, for driving me to drink. But even if you are 100% alert and on it, it seems that, train machines in stations make it as complicated as they possibly can to buy a ticket. We're hearing that the size of the machines is, you know, because they're quite big, aren't they, these machines? And the reason, apparently, is that there's a rail employee inside the machines whose job it is to offer the most expensive ticket, irrespective of what the customer is typing in. So if you typed in weekend super saving saver, if you travel between 10 and 10.05am in the morning on a Saturday, today, then the person inside the machine will just change that to weekend super expensive most expensive screw you ticket and push that out of the slot. The machines hate us, or do they? Let's find out, because the head of Insight at Transport Focus is on the phone. He's called Ian Wright. It's not the footballer, I'm guessing. Hello, Ian.
Hi.
Not the footballer, first of all.
No, I do get that from time to time, but unfortunately not. Sorry to disappoint you.
Hey, we're not disappointed. We're actually more happy about that, frankly. I met him once. He wasn't very nice. Anyway, so, now, you're head of insight at Transport Focus. So what does that mean, Ian?
Transport Focus is the body that sort of represents people who travel on trains, really. And head of insight, I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but basically it means we talk to lots of passengers about their experiences. And as you might guess, ticket vending machines, as they're called in the trade, are not very popular for many of the reasons that you've just described.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the figures obviously are out today, but it's a fifth of rail passengers. Now, is this because essentially people are in a hurry? Because there's always a queue, you have to wait a while, you've got to get a train, and so you don't necessarily go through all of the bits of the machine that may indeed lead you eventually to the cheap ticket, or do they just not offer it?
I think it's a bit of both. There's a number of things, really. I mean, one, there's often not the right information there, or there's too much information, and it's confusing, you know. Is this ticket going to be valid for a particular train? What does peak and off-peak mean? Am I going to get the best price? There's a lot of jargon, things like any permitted route. Well, who knows what any permitted route is? So I think there's a lot of confusion there, but I think you're right. I'm sure many of your listeners have had the same experience. You know, you're in a rush to catch a train. You've possibly got a queue of people behind you, and it just makes it very confusing and stressful, and it really just shouldn't be.
So the idea now is that is it legislation? They're going to be simplified for us. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think our own research highlighted some of these problems quite a few years ago now. The Office for Rail and Road, which has brought out a report today, which is welcome, but this is a long-standing issue, and it's putting a sort of bit more light on the problem, and the industry has come up with an action plan, which will hopefully improve things over the course of this year. And I think anything that sort of makes that happen more quickly can only be welcomed.
I have I travel on the trains every day to get to work, there is that issue. The machine says one thing. So, for instance, the machine in the station I use to come to London says on it, you can use a national rail card, a network rail card, as long as your train arrives in London after 10 a.m., right? It says that on the machine.
Yeah.
But of course, if you buy that ticket and then get on the train, the ticket inspector has a different rule, which is, no, the train has to have left that station after 10 a.m. It's something to do with what time it arrives. So they've got different rules. The people have different rules to the machines, it seems to me.
Possibly. I mean, I think one of the problems is lack of consistency. And I think, you know, things like the rules about off-peak and peak trains do vary, you know, depending on where you are in the country, which direction you're travelling in even. So how a sort of normal travelling member of the public is meant to, meant to grasp all of that, I'm not sure.
I took a photograph of where it said that on the machine and now carry that with me on my phone and simply show anyone who complains and goes, well, you can't travel on this ticket. I said, well, your machine says so. But of course, that doesn't carry any weight with them. According to them, the machine is irrelevant, and it's what they say on the train that counts. So
you should hit them.
I won't do that, Cornelius, because they frown upon it.
Okay.
This just highlights the entire problem, doesn't it? It's a case of and then you get three staff checking your tickets on the train. Presumably that's to combat fraud, but that's three people doing the same job, two from British Transport Police or whatever they're from, and then the whole system, it seems, is sort of skewed against the consumer.
Well, I mean, I think one of the issues that makes sort of buying a ticket from one of these machines even more stressful is, as the ORR report has suggested today, you know, and our own research suggested, some people end up paying too much. You know, they don't want to take a risk. They buy probably one of the more expensive tickets because they think, well, that must cover me. Other people end up paying for a ticket that doesn't quite cover their journey. Either it's not the right time of travel or it's not the right train.
Yeah.
And of course, if you've done that, you do run the risk of getting on a train and risking a fine, even though, you know, you've done your best to buy the right ticket.
That's right. There doesn't seem to be any sort of grey area at all when it comes to that scenario, does there? That's the problem.
No, and we would certainly encourage the industry, you know, to... Yeah, nobody wants people travelling for free because that makes it all even more expensive for the rest of us. But at the same time, you've got to sort of be let people off who've made a genuine mistake.
So when we're told that there may be a change coming, so what are we going to see on the screen? Is it simply going to display for us the cheapest ticket for our journey now?
I think that's the end goal. I mean, one of the one of the problems, again, and many may be aware of this, is it's not just about the machines and their technology, although that's part of the issue, but it's also about the underlying fare structure as well. And we have a very complicated fare structure that's built up over the years. You know, there's potentially millions of different tickets you could buy.
And this is since privatisation and so on, because it just fractured everything, didn't it? Because it used to be fairly simple, and now...
I'm not sure if it's just a matter of privatisation. We may have ended up here anyway. But, I mean, whatever it is, we're here now. And ideally, and I think the industry would like to simplify that, but I can't imagine that's a quick process, unfortunately. So,
as nothing is with the trains. There we are. Ian, thank you very much. That's Ian Wright, Head of Insight at Transport Focus.
Ian Wright, right.
Not that one. So, if you've got a thought on that, I mean, we didn't touch on it there, we just ran out of time, but of course, I've seen them open the backs of those ticket machines, you know, when they're repairing them and they don't work, it's just out of service on them. And there's a man or a woman in there, deliberately trained to put out the most expensive ticket,
really?
Irrespective of what you type in. It's the same with those photo machines where, you know, you'd go and have your photograph taken for a passport, and if you've ever seen one of those be open, there's a dwarf in there.
Really?
He's got trays of photochemicals, and that's why it takes ages.
Oh, right.
You know, in this day and age, it wouldn't take long at all, would it? You'd think if it was digital for the photos to come out. You're still standing there waiting, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the reason for that, they use old technology. There's a dwarf inside with photographic paper. He takes your picture through, and then he develops it in the trays, and that takes a while. So that's
still
why it
takes a while to come out. It's good to have a career fallback, isn't it, for you?
It's employment, and no one can argue with that, and hence the people inside the ticket machines. Anyway, what do you think? Let us know what you think about this, and whether or not we should take those people out of the ticket machines and free them in order to let the machines do their own thing. What do you make of this ticket machine story? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now, we've got a ticket to the news.
Talk Radio.
Because it's just after 1:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A man and woman have died and four children have been taken to hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. It happened in Withington early this morning. Another man is in a serious condition. Some breaking news. Scotland Yard has said a 44-year-old man from Hertfordshire has been arrested at Gatwick Airport after getting off a flight from Iraq on suspicion of preparing terrorist acts. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Four people, including a 16-year-old girl, have been arrested on suspicion of planning a suicide attack in Paris. French prosecutors say the arrests were made in Montpellier in the south of the country. Police investigating the disappearance of an RAF serviceman are planning to search a landfill site in Cambridgeshire. 23-year-old Corey McCaig was last seen in Bury St Edmunds in September. A challenge against the decision to scrap a scheme to take in lone child refugees from across Europe is likely to reach the High Court in May. A charity claims the government consultation process that calculated only 350 could be accepted by local councils was fundamentally flawed. A preliminary court hearing took place earlier. Liliana Bird from Help Refugees says the initiative needs to stay open.
Dub's scheme is done in close consultation with local authorities. And yesterday, for example, we had a councillor from Lewisham saying, we have 24 spaces ready, we have the funding, we have the resources, we are waiting to welcome these unaccompanied children. Why is the scheme being closed?
A court's ruled a plumbing firm should have given a freelance worker the same holiday pay and pension rights as staff. Gary Smith was dismissed by Pimlico Plumbers following a heart attack in 2011, but successfully argued he was entitled to employment rights. The company is considering challenging the Court of Appeal's decision. And the family of Tara Palmer Tomkinson have confirmed that she died peacefully in her sleep. The 45-year-old was found dead in her West London home on Wednesday. 3 months earlier, the socialite revealed she had been diagnosed with a brain tumour. The weather feeling bitterly cold in brisk winds this afternoon. Some wintry showers are around as well, mainly in eastern areas, highs of just 5 degrees. There's more in around 24 minutes, if you can stick to time for the next bulletin.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you worked on this now?
Almost a year.
Do we keep to time?
No.
No.
Neither did TalkSport either.
Don't they?
Nah.
Well, I'm just taking a leaf out of their book then. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who's the worst offender at TalkSport on keeping
to
time?
Is it Hawksby or Jacobs?
Oh, well, I don't know about the weekday, but when I work on the weekends, the two mics.
The two mics.
They're like, their timing's probably similar to what yours was just then. Terrible.
Mm. Is the one who's having a Twitter spat with Stan Collymore the worst, or the other mic?
I think they're equally as bad.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're not going to name and shame any particular mic?
Well, it's Mike.
It's Mike?
Yeah.
Bloody Mike. I don't think she knows which is which, to be honest.
I do, actually.
I've produced them and I didn't. Mike, can you do it? Yeah.
But Mike, they both go, yeah. Anyway, there's Victoria with the news. She's back in an hour with today's bonus news, which, of course, is animal news. Animal news. Have you got any stories to tease us with yet? Have you done any research?
No.
Nothing.
No, because you've been wasting my time by running so late to news bulletins.
I was talking about an important news story.
Yeah.
About the ticket machines, which is the front, which is in the news today.
If anything, by moaning, you're prolonging that. If you hadn't moaned, we'd probably be doing Lonely Lunch now or something. But now we're still just talking about how, you know, timing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so you're in the news again. So there's Victoria with the news. Ah! Sorry. Did you do the weather? We'll do Headline Hijack next, and then Lonely Lunch Club.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, a lot of your reactions coming in, of course, for today's big story. Thank you very much. You can react in this direction. Don't forget as well, if you're out and about this weekend, there are Talk Radio reaction bins, more and more of them now springing up around the country. You'll find them in supermarket car parks next to the bottle banks and the Salvation Army green thing in which you can put clothes or shoes. Next to those now, a Talk Radio reaction bin. Three slots. One at the top is for racism, so they go directly to Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. The middle one is for moderate opinions, which I suppose Sam Delaney will take that. And then right down at the bottom, which is has got nothing in there at all. That's for Paul Ross. So if you've got a reaction though, react into the reaction bins. We'll pick them up. We got some here. It's coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. Alex says that he was charged for trying to use his Oyster in London to travel yesterday. Yeah. He had to pay for the fishy juice he got all over the touchpad bit.
Right, that's a problem for many of us.
Yeah, Jason says, if train ticket machines are so too complicated, to make it easier, the screen instructions should be in haikus.
Yes.
John, I find ticket machines difficult and I'm not stupid. I don't get why they are put in pubs and kebab shops and I have to keep putting money in and press buttons and all the wheels spin, and for some reason there's a picture of Noel Edmonds on it.
Yeah, that's right. And again, there's many people come up with suggestions as to what to do, and I think this is an interesting one. John, these ticket machines are automated. All we need to do is build up the automation slightly and automate the ticket machine to the fact where it automates with you and travels with you. So if, in the event that you've bought the wrong ticket, the machine is next to you on the train. Mm. So they haven't. The person who's texted this in, which is Doug, hasn't quite. He admits this as well. He hasn't quite. He says worked out the details, but he thinks there must be some way of, if you buy the wrong ticket, the machine can stand up on legs, and walk after you, sort of follow you, and then on the train with you. And then if the ticket inspector comes along and you've got the wrong ticket, the ticket machine will then apologise and sell you the correct ticket on the train. Next to the ticket inspector, but he says that bit he's figured out, but not the bit how the machine walks with you. But he's still working on that. Anyway, it's an interesting idea, isn't it? What do you think of it? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Time then for Headline Hijack. The lines are very much open to you if you would like to join in our celebration of fake news. We've been doing it long before it was a thing, long before Donald Trump started banging on about it, long before Jeremy Corbyn started banging on about it as he was yesterday, long before Channel 4 had a week dedicated to it. surprised that no one knows we've been doing it, because no one knows about Talk Radio or that we exist. But anyway, apart from that, thanks to our clever marketing strategy. But what we do is put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It comes out of Victoria's mouth and thus sounds true, if badly pronounced. The lines are 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
So here's what's been coming in, Cornelius. What have you got there?
Ian says, after admitting that the current situation with the NHS is not good enough, Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has said he is going to donate the millions of pounds he made on the sale of a company that promoted courses in homeopathy to the health service. He said it would be hypocritical to be so well off whilst he was failing at his job.
Yeah,
so
that's
badly.
Right, it would be, wouldn't it? I mean, he should do that, really.
Yeah.
Given that he personally gained, you mean? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
His personal wealth.
Yeah.
From a company he was involved with.
Yeah.
To do with homeopathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he personally gained from that.
Yeah.
And homeopathy's rubbish.
Yeah.
And doesn't exist. And is stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, he's personally gained from that.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Jeremy Hunt, the health secretary.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
He should donate his body early to science. That might help.
Yeah. If he wants to step forward and do that, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. But we all get a go. Yeah. You know, like when you're at school and they gave you a frog or something to dissect?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if bits of Jeremy Hunt were just passed around the country to schools and kids could just have a go on that just to learn? Science is a problem in schools. There's not enough children wanting to go into science.
No.
So maybe if they were given the opportunity to dissect Jeremy Hunt, that would up...
During my education, not once did we have a health secretary to dissect.
No, there you go. Yeah, you can't even dissect the language.
No,
outside,
yeah, yeah.
All right, made up news stories. It's headline hijack. The lines are open, of course. You've got 15 minutes to do so. After the traffic and travel, we will meet today's lonely luncher, somebody who is lunching alone. If you are, and you'd like to get on the list to be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair and be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, well, there's an email for that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Lonely Lunch on the way next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
It would be tremendously exciting if McDonald's fries were grown in secret bases by scientists with mad hair and cool names like Lars and Suki. Or if they were made using state-of-the-art 3D printers, guarded by tough monosyllabic security guards. But sadly, it wouldn't be true. Rather boringly, McDonald's fries are made from real, whole British spuds. No mad head scientists, no eagle-eyed security guards. Sorry. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know. And if you want to just try some fries, they're served after 10:30 a.m.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
TradePoint, we've got low and competitive prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like all-in ballast, just £1.56 a bag. And bonding plaster, 25 kilograms, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Trade only.
TradePoint!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, no change around Merseyside at the moment. The M53 in both directions remains closed off due to a serious police incident. That's between Junction 3 and Junction 2, and that's causing congestion back to Junction 4 and also on the other side to Junction 1. You'll also find slow traffic around South Lancashire just on the M74 going southbound between Junction 4 and Junction 5. That's not being helped by the ongoing roadworks there. I'm Poonam Verma.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, Talk Radio. Welcome. Friday afternoon, of course. Now, the news. We're just looking through the news. This is our job. I've got all the newspapers over here. You can hear them now. Look. What I'm doing is, you know, like on the radio and stuff, when you get paper reviewers reviewing the papers, what they like to do for effect, just to show that the papers are actually here, they just do that bit, just so you know that the papers are actually here, don't they? And, you know, they go, oh, what story are you looking at next? They go, oh, let's have a look. Oh, this is in the Sun. This is, oh. Twins for George Clooney and his wife, Amal. They're twins. I don't think she's pregnant. I think they've... I think what's happened is that... just reading the story, investigators have uncovered a plot, for George Clooney's wife to kidnap Beyonce's children once they come out.
That's not true.
That's what it says here. Just
it's not true.
Kidnap Beyonce's children. Apparently George,
it doesn't say that there.
George Clooney's working on
just because there's two sets of twins in the news.
On a net to catch them. Catch them in when they come out. Beyonce. It's like what it is. It's like Ocean's 11. Apparently, this is the plot they've uncovered.
Really?
Yeah, so George Clooney...
I know Brad Pitt would be involved.
Yeah, well, you'd think, yeah. George Clooney has got Brad Pitt and Matt Damon, yeah. Right? And what he's doing is planning to break into Beyonce. And they're going to take the twins out and keep them, like in Ocean's 11. But instead of a casino, it's Beyonce.
No...
Anyway, they've uncovered a plot. In the news. Migrant scandals at that. Council tax rises for millions.
That's a lot of money.
Of the Telegraph. Loads, isn't it? I mean, at the moment, people pay a couple of thousand, maybe, but millions of pounds for a council tax. Well, it's in the paper. all pupils to be taught sex is on the front of the Telegraph as well. So it's a shame that wasn't around when you were little, given that you had to learn from your mum. Daily Star there has a thing.
You didn't read that one, funnily enough.
So,
public cash pays for the growth of fake news. It's funny.
So, George Clooney's planning to break
into
to Beyonce.
Do the haiku.
Okay. So the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
well,
it.
Well, I know, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here to help, aren't we? We're here to help by making our way through the news by subjecting it to Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Hello.
Trump tells judges that he'll see them in court. That's where they're normally found.
The news! In haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
We are knocking on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Of course we are. It's Lonely Lunch Club, where we induct a lonely what lunch into that very hallowed hall. Criteria is this, very simple. All you need to be doing is lunching alone, then come on the radio, tell us why. That's it. And we will help you through that lonely lunch time. And you get to be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. Hello, Sam. Sam's on the telephone. Hi, Sam.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Sam, where are you? Sam, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Whiteleaf. It's just outside Croydon.
Whiteleaf?
I know it, yeah.
Oh, you know it, do
Whiteleaf.
You?
Yeah.
Do your parents own that as well? Do they?
No,
like, they own most
no.
of Bromley?
It's near the M25.
The headquarters of Ann Summers is here.
Yeah, so that's right.
That might be why, yeah.
Is that right?
That's not why.
It is.
Is that right? The headquarters of Ann Summers. Do you work for Ann Summers, Sam?
I don't. I live across the road.
Live across the road from Ann Summers.
Oh, by the train station.
Yeah, that's the one.
See, I told you I knew Whiteley.
Bet you see some things, don't you, Sam, going in and out of there?
We did see a big lorry with batteries on the side going once.
Well, they need a lot of those down Ann Summers Way, don't they?
Yeah,
good. All those livestock lorries of rabbits going in and out of there, aren't they?
Oh yeah, all those rabbits. Yeah,
they go in and out.
They had to recall a project this week.
A project?
A product.
Yeah.
It's called the Black Magic Wand or something. Yeah,
is that right?
What went wrong with it? It became too much, apparently.
It became too much.
Yeah,
it became too much.
Wow, I thought that was the point. I don't think it came too much. Anyway, Sam, you don't work for them, so what?
I don't.
What? When you're not staring out of the window, Ann Summers, what do you do, Sam?
I'm a project manager for an event tech company.
Oh, so event tech. What? So that's what? PA, lighting, sound, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, lighting, sound, screens, anything that can be plugged in, really.
Right. Yeah. Well, back to Ann Summers again. Good. So all right, how long have you been doing it, Sam?
I've been there for about 3 years now.
All right. And you are lunching alone for what reason?
I'm lunching alone because I've been working a crazy week with sort of 4 hours sleep between each work day,
yeah.
And I've got a day off this week, which is quite nice.
Well, you need that after all of that, I would imagine. So.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
So lunching alone.
Split between three nights.
Yeah. what is it just busy event-wise? Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, just really busy. We had a conference up the O2, and we've had a couple of other big events. It's been sort of midnight finish, 4 a.m. start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm honoured, Sam, that you've chosen to spend your lunch talking to us. What are you having for lunch? That's the other question we have to ask.
Well, I've been tasked with clearing the freezer because we're moving house next month and we need to get rid of all the frozen stuff.
Right.
So I've been working through the Tupperwares of frozen meals.
Is it sort of
meals we've made.
The stuff at the bottom, kind of obscure, unlabeled, could be anything?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a brown, lumpy thing. It could be chili.
Yeah.
It could be something completely different.
Yeah. And what's today's? What have you? Was it what you expected?
I had a pastry thing. I knew there was pasta in it, but I didn't know that there was hidden chicken in it, too.
Wow, so, what a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of like Russian roulette, but with frozen Tupperware.
It's very exciting, really. I put them all out, I lay them all out, and then I just sort of have to guess at random what's what.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. We're running out of time. We're getting towards the news, actually, Sam. I'll be honest with you. And normally, I would say we'd chit and chat for much longer, but I think, you know, we've bantered, Sam. We've bantered enough.
Absolutely.
And your lunchtime is already fewer lonely, is it not?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. I feel honoured to spend it with you.
Well, thank you very much. That's the entire point of the exercise. What you do get, though, now, is a souvenir gift prize, which will look lovely in your new home when you move,
absolutely.
Of course. Now, what you'll hear now is some awful music. It's sort of this. It sounds like this. And over the top of it, what you'll hear now are a short description, a list of, and then a description of gift prizes, one of which, Sam, can be yours and will be on its way to Whiteleaf. So
very exciting.
Listen carefully and pick your choice at the end. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, the country's 32nd most popular national radio.
38th now.
38th most popular national radio mug out of possible 42.
That's right.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Written on the train this morning just after I paid £8 million after buying my ticket at the machine.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport, former home of Sam Delaney occasionally when he'd cover for Andy Jacobs. He'd never cover for Paul Hortsby because he never got on with Andy Jacobs.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, John Holmes's very book.
Hello.
Which no one asked him to write and no one has ever read.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, should they add more diabetes to sumo wrestlers?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Last year, Colin Murray left TalkSport, and he left behind these calendars, which we fetched out of a skip while Cass was finding lunch.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, and what Cass used to get all the drippings, or the skip drip, out of her lunch, she uses these colanders. So they are used. They're second-hand colanders that we got. After we asked for calendars, but there was a typo.
And coincidentally, Skip Drip is Cass's nickname. Out of those, Sam, what would you like?
The colander is very tempting, I must say.
Yes?
But I think I'll go for the mug, if that's all right.
You're going for the Talk Radio mug?
Yep.
You've got it.
Lovely.
It's on its way, Sam. Enjoy it in your new home. Feel free to
Thank
stuff it
much.
Full of pasta and chicken and freeze it. It's fine. there it is, Sam. He's a project manager. Works opposite Ann Summers. Now... look what we've got to do. Of course, it's coming up to 2 o'clock, so... Headline hijack. Yeah, that's right. Someone's got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. It's a made-up news lie. It's fake news writ large. It comes out of Victoria's mouth. Thus, the people not listening to this bit of the programme will believe it to be true. So we're going to need to find out which headline hijacker has won today. Cornelius has the name.
It's Rachel.
It's Rachel. Well done, Rachel. Where's Rachel from?
Guildford.
Hi, Rachel in Guildford. Congratulations, you're today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, then, work experience punditry. Josh is in today. He's going to be previewing your films for the weekend. He's had work experience. We don't have to pay him. There's an end-of-the-week quiz to test your brand loyalty to the programme. The big debate at 3, of course. Live music on the programme between 3.30 and 4 as we bring you our busker sessions. And a man in a lift travels downwards through the building in it, reading out the texts and tweets from the haters and the abusers. It's a feature we call condescending. All between now and 4 o'clock, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
This weekend, The Times is helping to put Gotham City back together. Readers can celebrate the release of the Lego Batman movie in cinemas now by collecting a free Lego Batman minifigure available from any McCall's store while stocks last. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man United, Everton and Stoke all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio Friday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two dead in house fire, a terror arrest, and Wales to appeal poppy fine.
Talk Radio.
A man and woman have died in a house fire in Manchester, in which four children were also injured. The three girls and a boy are in hospital, along with another man who's said to be in a serious condition. An investigation is underway into what caused the fire, which broke out in the Withington area early this morning. Emily Puckering lives in the street.
The first thing I heard was people shouting, but the thing I remember was the popping of the windows, like, expanding from the heat. And it was that's what I kept hearing. And I saw some of the neighbours running, but I could hear the woman screaming at one point. She kept shouting to save her house.
A man has been arrested at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of preparing terrorist acts. He was detained after getting off a flight from Iraq. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
Scotland Yard says the 44-year-old from Hertfordshire is being held under Section 5 of the Terrorism Act. He's now in custody at a central London police station. The Met says his arrest relates to suspected activities abroad. Officers are searching two addresses in Norfolk and one in North London.
Some breaking news. The National Crime Agency says around 360 kilograms of cocaine with a potential value of £50 million has washed up on two beaches in Norfolk. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. A challenge against the government over lone child refugees is likely to go to the High Court in May. A charity is taking action after it was revealed a scheme to help unaccompanied youngsters was being closed. The Home Secretary revealed earlier this week just 350 of the children would be accepted in the UK instead of a promised 3,000. A legal ruling which could mean those who work for firms under freelance contracts could be entitled to holiday pay and other protections. Pimlico Plumbers has lost an appeal over the status of a former employee who wanted to reduce his working days following a heart attack. And the Football Association of Wales says it will appeal against sanctions imposed by FIFA over its commemoration of Remembrance Day. It was fined almost £16,000 by the sports governing body for the displays of poppies around the stadium. That's the end of the news, John. You're you to speak and be annoying.
Here we are. It's Victoria there with the news. What's that about? The beat washed up what?
So, literally, the National Crime Agency has just revealed that cocaine with a potential value of £50 million, that's 360 kilos, has washed up in Norfolk.
Where is it?
I don't know the precise location, although you did look a bit too excited and happy about it, John.
Okay. You hold the fort. I'm just going to check it out.
Why would you do that?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Why
no,
would you do that? Why would you do that? Why are you so because keen to go and find the cocaine?
Because I want to hand it in.
Oh, right. I think they've already found it, so I don't think you'd be helpful.
Oh, it's going to be helpful. Shows you, though, doesn't it? Just shows you, doesn't it, though?
Show you what?
Well, in New Zealand, what have they got on their beaches? Whales.
Mm.
Washed up. We've got cocaine on ours. So I don't know what that says about Brexit, but something probably.
Right.
You all right, Con, where you been?
Norfolk.
Right. Any joy?
Someone had already handed it in.
Yeah. Do you want to name them?
No.
They work out there, though, don't they? You know what I mean. Yeah? With the, you know, off the... Him. Don't they, though? That's what they all say. You know what I'm talking about. Right, then. Victoria, thank you. Did you do the weather?
No.
Here's the weather with Victoria.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks, John and Con. Feeling bitterly cold in brisk winds this afternoon. Some wintry showers around as well. Mainly in the east, though. Highs of just 5 degrees.
Did you say squins in that?
Squins?
I thought I heard the word squins.
Well, if I did say, I didn't mean to.
Read it again.
Feeling bitterly cold in brisk winds this afternoon.
Squins.
Squins.
Yesterday was sneet, today squins.
Do you like it?
Not in that way, you weirdo. Right, so now here... Oh, who's got the sport?
Who?
Tim.
What's the surname?
Humphrey.
Well done.
Yep.
It's singular.
Watch out. There's a sport Humphrey about.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Tim Humphrey. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says there were no crisis talks with his chairman this week. Leicester are 16th in the Premier League at the moment, just a point above the drop zone. Ranieri says they did meet after Wednesday's cup replay, but it's not what people think.
Yes, always I met him. Oh, now I speak with him. I have a very good relationship with him. All positive. The chairman is always positive. He's full of energy, positive, it's fantastic.
Wales are continuing to give George North and Dan Biggar as long as possible to be fit for tomorrow's RBS Six Nations match with England. Winger North and fly half Biggar both took part in training this morning, having been named yesterday as part of Wales' starting lineup, despite both being injured in last Sunday's game in Rome. Great Britain's Fed Cup tennis team have qualified for tomorrow's promotion playoff in Estonia, moving them a step closer to the second tier of the competition. Joanna Konta gave them an unassailable 2-0 lead over Turkey. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could your mother or father be an illegal immigrant? A scandal's been exposed from the 80s, which saw many illegal immigrants trained to be British before being moved here and quickly assimilating. Official advice is anyone who suspects their own parents should report them immediately.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the news and Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So yeah, 9 minutes past 2 o'clock. Welcome Friday afternoon, Talk Radio. And if you have just joined us, we are giving away £50 million worth of cocaine on the programme today. Thanks to our friends in Norfolk. So if you'd like to win that, then just text the words... And why not finish a sentence in 10 words or less? I'd like £50 million worth of cocaine that's been washed up on a Norfolk beach because... write that down on the back of a postcard or sealed down envelope and get it to us at Talk Radio, a £50 million worth of cocaine offer. Talk Radio, the radio, London. The judges will decide who most deserves the £50 million worth of cocaine from the Norfolk Beach. And we'll arrange delivery. Actually, no, I've just learned it's collect it yourself from the beach, so... So it's time now, I'm not saying that. It's time now for Work Experience Funders. It's too soon. Right, Work Experience Punditry then. It works very much like this. We drag in one of our work experiences and put them in front of the microphone to review stuff. Music, television, film, whatever it might be. Geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense. Friday film, though. It's Friday films for the weekend. And Josh is here.
Hello.
I haven't finished introducing you. Josh is here with a roundup of it. We're talking cinema, we're talking DVD, we're talking TV, a movie of the week. Go, Josh, now.
What I absolutely love is we go straight from cocaine to film. Yeah. All right.
Not the first time that's probably happened.
I mean, it's a lot of variety.
That's what we like to bring to the radio airwaves.
And I have a feeling you are going to love my movies. Mm. We start with a new film that's in the cinemas. Well, I say new, it was released in late December, but it's still showing in cinemas. I watched it last night. It's called Why Him?
Okay. Why Him?
Yeah. Yes, it stars James Franco, Bryan Cranston, Zoe Dutch, Megan Mullally. Megan Mullally.
All right.
Oh, I don't know. I know it's really bad. Griffin Clark and Keegan-Michael Kay.
Yes.
And
Michael, what, who?
Keegan-Michael Kay.
All right.
Key. Yeah, okay. That's it. Keegan-Michael Key. And it follows a family from Michigan who go to stay with with their daughter, Stephanie, who goes to university in California. And they end up staying with the daughter's new boyfriend over Christmas. And the father, Ned, bless him,
So it's a Christmas film?
Well, it's not... Yes, it was, and it was released in December, but it's still up for January.
Right.
But it's not actually like a Christmas film because it's California. They have like this massive Christmas party that it's a bit Christmassy, but it's not that Christmassy.
Are we just reviewing films that you just got around seeing? Is that how it works?
Well, and it's still showing in cinemas, as I said.
Then I'm more than happy with it.
Exactly. Like, I saw it last night, so it's still showing early February.
Right, let's have a clip of it. It's called Why Him?
And I'd love some guy time with you. So maybe we could take a walk tomorrow morning?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Justine, will you set Ned an alarm for 6:30 a.m.?
You got it, Laird. Ned, an alarm's been set for you for 6:30 and La Mañana.
What? Who is that?
That's Justine. Yeah, she's like Siri, but awesome. I got that chick from The Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco, to do the voice. Jay, say hi.
Hey, Ned. Hey, Barb. How are you guys?
Fine.
Stephanie's told me so much about you. Anything you need, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can she see
us? Well, she says that she can, but I think that she can.
What are you talking about? You know I can't see them.
She's a perv.
There you go. That's a clip from Why Him, a Christmas film.
It's not. It's still showing in February.
Would you describe it as a February film?
I would describe it as a film which you can watch all year round, not specifically at Christmas, even though it's set in Christmas. It's not specifically a Christmas film. We're not talking Home Alone level.
Did you like it?
I did. I mean, I must say the adverts at the beginning, because you know when they play the adverts, you kind of get a feel for the type of film that's going to be shown. Well, the first advert that was shown was a trailer for the new Baywatch film starring Zac Efron, so I knew straight away what type of film this was. I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
I didn't ask for that, but that's all right. That's fine. I mean, in terms of the plot, I mean, what is it? Funny? Is it what's it?
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious. Like, the dad, Ned, as I said, he is absolutely horrified by his daughter's new boyfriend. He's an unconventional Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and he is rich. He is loaded. He's got a Kelly Cuoco Siri app in his house. The way he lives is mental.
He's got a Kelly Cuoco.
He's basically got Siri that controls his whole house.
Right.
And Siri is basically the voice of Kelly Cuoco, but it's not...
Oh, as they were saying in the clip.
Saying in the clip, and her name's Justine, not Siri, but it's a Siri-type app. The whole film is just hilarious from start to finish.
Right.
It's cringeable, but it's hilarious.
Is it? Is James Franco good? Because James Franco can go one
stand
way
up
or the other.
Stand-up performance.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for all the ladies out there who like six-packs, go see this film. There's a lot of bods showing.
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of where it sits in the pantheon of, I mean, what's it similar to? So if you would say, okay, if you like that, you're going to like that. And you said like the Baywatch film sort of led you down the route of what it might be, but obviously that's not out yet. What other films?
I mean, like sort of films like Friends with Benefits, kind of the new modern laddie, jokey. There was a film that I saw recently again with Zac Efron that was about, I forgot the name of it. I saw it on the aeroplane on Christmas. It's about these two brothers that are kind of complete and utter lads, but their sister's getting married and they need to bring two nice girls to this wedding, but these two nice girls stitch the lads up. It's a bit like that film,
but we don't know what that is.
I forgot the name of it.
The best film review I've ever.
I will look it up in the ads.
Is it called Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates?
That's it.
Did you just
Thank
Google
you,
what he actually said, all of that long sentence?
Pretty
Zac Efron brothers of wedding.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so a film I've never seen.
Well, at least I explained the plot well. Con got the plot.
I even spelled Efron wrong.
He's like another film I've never seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. Stay with us, Josh, because I know there's more.
Oh, and you're going to love these next choices.
Well, you said that about the first one and I didn't. But anyway, let's find out what Josh has got for us next. As Work Experience Punditry continues after the traffic and travel, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Three models, one giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai, and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters. And subscribe today.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me. I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, the M42 southbound through Warwickshire, one lane's closed off due to an accident between Junction 10 at Tamworth and the M6 toll at the Coleshill turn-off. Through Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, it's stop-start between Junction 23A and 24A at the moment. And no change around Merseyside. The M53 in both directions still closed off due to a police incident between Junctions 3 and Junction 2. And that's causing big delays. I'm Poonam Verma.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-morning with me, Julia Hartley Brewer, your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10
on your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Now, it is Some Request Friday, of course. That means you can request a speech or a talk as a request or dedication. And the reason for that is that we are a speech radio station. We are forbidden by our Ofcom licence to play music. Over on Radio 2, of course, they're playing music all the time, especially on Friday. Simon Mayo will bring you all Request Friday. Maybe you're driving away for the weekend. It's half term in a lot of places, of course. If you're driving away with that, you've got the kids in the back, you're just going, yeah, let's hear the song from Frozen, and you all join in and go, yeah, let it go. All that. We can't do that, but we can play you a speech or talk instead. A banging speech Friday anthem to set you half term.
Better, if anything.
Yeah, well, I think that's absolutely right. Like I said earlier, maybe it's Valentine's Day coming up, isn't it? Maybe for a loved one, you'd like to send a message to them by requesting Hitler's 1942 speech to the Nazi Party during the Battle of Stalingrad. Such a romantic one. Whatever it might be, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Radio. Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. This has just come in here. This is from Abraham. Hello, John, Con, Victoria, Cass, Chloe, Pascal, John, Paul, George, Ringo, Ian, Kath, Jake, Laura, Sam, Paul, and Ross. I'm a farmer. I would love it if you could play me a speech as I'm having a busy day ploughing, as me and the wife are having a romantic day off work. To get us in the mood, please could you play the speech we were listening to the first time we ploughed together. It's Dennis Skinner calling David Cameron Dodgy Dave in the House of Commons. Many thanks. That's from Abraham in Lincoln. Of course, Abraham, we could. Happy ploughing. This is for you.
Does the Prime Minister recall that at the time after he became Prime Minister under the Coalition, and at the time when he was dividing the nation between strivers and scroungers, I asked him a very important question about the windfall he received when he wrote off the mortgage of the premises in Notting Hill? And I said to him he didn't write off the mortgage of the one the taxpayers were helping to pay for at Oxford. I didn't receive a proper answer then. Maybe Dodgy Dave will answer it now.
There it was, especially for Abraham in Lincoln. That's Dennis Skinner calling David Cameron Dodgy Dave. If you've got a special request, a dedication for a loved one, whatever it might be, and get in touch with us, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Let's carry on with films. Josh is with us. He's reviewing the films, previewing the films, reviewing the films, telling you what films you need to go and see this weekend. One of them's still been hanging around since Christmas. It's called Why Him? Will's texted in, by the way, Josh, for you. He's tweeted at Talk Radio. He says, this movie guy, that's you, is boss, he writes there.
Thank you.
Yeah, he said, vague movie description should be a regular feature on the programme. That's what you...
I'll do better next.
That's fine. I'm happy with it. So are the listeners. Don't worry. Where are we going next? We're going to DVD of the week, right?
Yes, we're going to the film that's just been released on DVD, released on Monday. Britain's favourite singleton is back in the third instalment of the much-loved franchise. I am, of course, talking about Bridget Jones's Baby.
You're single, right?
Well, I'm... Yes, I suppose so. And how did you two meet?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of a funny story, sort of. You see, a few months ago, on the 4th of the month, I met Jack at a music festival.
Right.
And we got on very well and sort of had relations. And the next week, that is to say on the 11th of the month at Jude's baby christening, to be exact, following the consumption of quite a lot of alcohol, Mark and I, well, we had similar relations. And this is the funny part, I suppose. Owing to these relations, the resulting life form currently residing in my tummy could actually, in fact, be either of yours.
Oh. I think that clip explains the plot perfectly.
Mm.
Yeah, so Bridget Jones is single on her 43rd birthday, and she's not so kindly reminded from her mother that time to have children's running out, and so she tries to live her life in a brand new and demanding TV producer job, and her news anchor friend encourages her to explore life more, and so she becomes pregnant, and she's unsure whether the infamous Mark Darcy or her millionaire love and dating guru Jack Quant, other relationship partner, is the father of her baby. So the film shows the often humorous moments that this situation entails.
Is it often humorous? Because it sounds like it might not be to me.
I mean, I'm not sure if it appeals to your sort of humour, John, but I do like... I liked the movie.
Did you?
I did. I thought it was hilarious. Renee Zellweger as Bridget Jones was amazing. Yeah. Emma Thompson as Dr. Rawlings. I mean, she was like... she played a doctor. She was hysterical. absolutely hysterical. Her expressions are just priceless.
Emma Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she's good in anything. I mean, I would watch Emma Thompson do anything.
Yeah, but this was a supporting role. Yeah. So it could have gone either just be, oh, Emma Thompson's being Emma Thompson making a cameo. No, yeah. She was hilarious.
Right. I mean, I'm presuming, this is just a wild guess, Josh, but you're a fan of the other two Bridget Jones films as well. Are you by any chance?
Fan of number one? Not so much of number two. I know, controversial, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this one. But
do you sit at home drinking Chardonnay and crying, Josh?
No, I can't say I do.
No.
I'm more of a cup of tea and laughing kind of guy.
Oh, God, glad to hear that. Yeah. So, all right. So, look, this is on DVD. So, yeah. Did all right at the cinemas, didn't it?
I mean, you could say that. Its budget was $35 million. It took in, what, $212 million?
That's a profit.
Just a tiny profit. Just a small
But it's a well-established character. People wanted to know what happened to her next, I suppose, all that kind of thing.
It does. And the thing is, the film closes because one of her other lovers.
How many she got?
It was her, one of her other lovers from the first and second movies.
Oh, right.
He was thought to be dead at the beginning of the film.
This is a spoiler.
It's just a tiny bit of one, but
just spoiled, right?
Not really. I'm just saying because the film closes that it's revealed that he's actually alive.
This is the opposite of The Sixth Sense. That was revealed that he's dead. Spoiler alert! Sorry if you haven't seen The Sixth Sense.
Well,
is Bridget Jones a ghost?
No.
She a man?
About one of her other lovers, male lovers.
You know, like in The Crying Game, when it's a man at the end. Is it that?
No. I'm basically trying to
say Bridget Jones a man?
No.
Is she a ghost man?
No. I'm talking about one of her male lovers, John. I'm basically saying that the film, it could be open to a yet another sequel. Basically.
Right.
Because there was this rather insignificant plot line where one of her former lovers was thought to be dead, and now it's revealed he's alive right at the end of the movie.
Ruined it.
So, I haven't ruined anything. I'm just saying another sequel.
Do we find this out that it's not a baby, but it's him in there, and he comes out?
No.
Because she thought he was dead, but he was just lost. And he comes out.
No.
It's you!
No. I can reveal that there is a new person brought into this earth in this film.
Bridget Jones. Another spoiler.
Bridget Jones is
kidnapping.
Just a small
one. I mean, John, don't get any ideas there. Don't get any ideas.
What ideas that's given me. But anyway, finally, Josh, what TV is this TV movie?
One of my favourite films of all time. It's on demand. It's Troop Beverly Hills. And we've got a very good clip for it. Let's play it.
Where is your leader?
You can torture me if you want, but I'll never talk.
She's in the bedroom. Is she expecting you?
Girls, did the room service arrive yet?
Oh, mon capitaine.
What a pleasant surprise. Won't you join us for a little cappuccino and croissant?
Baffler, what the hell is happening here? This is supposed to be a camp out, not a pajama party. Is this what you call roughing it?
One bathroom for 9 people? Yes.
Have you never heard of a little troop called the Red Feathers? They were out there at that same site camping last week. They chopped down trees and wove their own cloth and lived off of berries and squirrel meat. And never once did they have to go to the bathroom.
Must have been the squirrel meat.
Neffler.
Cappuccino.
You have disrupted my meetings with your stupid, idiotic questions. You have taken the sacred uniform and turned it into a little cocktail frock. And you took these children from a wholesome camping environment and you brought them here to this little den of iniquity. Just what are you trying to do, huh?
Well, I've never seen a man talk along with dialogue before.
I know this film off by heart.
Yes, it's how it seems.
It's one of my favourite films of all time.
What I want to do now is play that clip again, but leave your microphone on.
Please don't.
So we get all of that action. That's what people want to hear now.
Do people really want to hear that?
We're going to hear that clip again, but then you're going to do on mic what you were just doing in the studio. And here we go.
Where is your leader?
You can torture me if you want, but I'll never talk.
She's in the bedroom. Is she expecting you?
Girls, did the room service arrive?
Mon capitaine. What a pleasant surprise. Won't you join us for a little cappuccino and croissant?
Baffler? What the hell is happening here? This is supposed to be a camp out, not a pajama
party.
Is this what you call roughing it?
One bathroom with 9 girls?
Yes.
Have you never heard of a little troop
called the
Red
Feathers?
They were out there at that same site camping last week. They chopped down trees and wove their own cloth and lived off of berries and squirrel meat.
And never once did they have to go to the bathroom.
Must have been the squirrel
meat.
It's like listening to really poor karaoke.
I stupid, idiotic questions. You have taken the sacred uniform and turned it into a cocktail
frock.
And these children from a wholesome camping environment, you brought them here to the den of iniquity. Just what are you trying to do, huh?
You don't get that on Kermode and Mayo, do you?
I mean, this whole film is just hilarious. It's about a wealthy Beverly Hills socialite named Phyllis Neffler, and she wants to spend more time with her daughter, and so she becomes the troop leader of Hannah's Wilderness Girls troop. It's basically a fictional equivalent of Guides and Brownies. They're a bit unruly and leaderless, and although Phyllis severely lacks the skills found in most troop leaders, like living in the wilderness and eating off squirrel meat, she resolves to teach the girls how to survive in the wilds of Beverly Hills.
Sounds awful.
It's amazing, John.
All right.
I mean, this film is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Is it?
It's 10 out of 10. 100%.
I thought it might be.
I mean, Shelley Long is unreal in this film. She is such a standout performance. And this film has become a little bit of a cult classic.
Has it?
It has.
In your head?
No. In quite a few people's heads. It's iconic.
Okay.
It's, even to the fact that, oh you're going to love this comparison. The Kardashians had a baby shower in the theme of Troop Beverly Hills.
And we can't top that. So thank you very much, Josh, for your roundup of films. We talked about why him, because he's got a six-pack, apparently. We talked about, what's her name, Beverly Hills
True
Baby.
True Beverly Hills and Bridget Jones's Baby.
Whatever. There we go. Williams texted back in, by the way. Wow, that work experience talking over that clip is bad radio. I disagree.
Sorry about that.
I disagree. Josh, thank you very much. Josh, back next week, probably at some point, to do something else. Thank you, Josh. See you
Cheers,
later.
Josh.
Have a nice weekend, Josh.
You too, Josh.
Good. Right, in the next bit
he is the opposite of Cass.
He is. He's so happy about everything. Is he? Oh, they should get together. Oh, that'd be nice, Cass. Cass and Josh up a tree.
Josh, give Cass a hug now.
Josh has gone through that. He is as well. Look. She'll make you smell of her egg. Right, in the next bit of the programme, then Victoria's here with news, then bonus news, of course, at the end of the week quiz. It's our brand loyalty test. We will be testing your brand loyalty. Have you been listening all week? Well, you've got three clips of the programme. You have to tell us what happened next. There's a big debate at three. A man in a lift travelling downwards through the building reading out the texts and tweets from the haters. That's condescending. And live music in the last half an hour of the programme today. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. A man and woman have died and four children are in hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. Another man is in a serious condition after the blaze in Withington early this morning. Police have arrested a man at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of preparing acts of terrorism. The 44-year-old from Hertfordshire was detained yesterday after flying in from Iraq. Four people have been arrested in Montpellier in France after a makeshift explosives factory was discovered during a raid. It thought a terror attack was imminent. A legal challenge against the government over the number of lone child refugees entering the UK is likely to reach the High Court in May. The charity Help Refugees is upset about the government's decision to accept 350 children. There had been forecasts of up to 3,000 being settled here. Stephen Hale is from Refugee Action.
There have been a number of local authority leaders in the last 24 hours that have come forward and said they want to do more, which therefore demonstrates, obviously, that what the government was telling the Commons 2 days ago isn't true, that there is more potential for people to do this.
Around 360 kilograms of cocaine, potentially worth £50 million, has washed up on two beaches in Norfolk. Holdalls containing the substance were discovered at Hopton Beach near Great Yarmouth yesterday. And Ellen DeGeneres is among the celebrities who've congratulated George and Amal Clooney after Matt Damon revealed the couple are expecting twins. The talk show host mocked up a picture of the actor in the same pose that Beyonce used to announce that she was expecting twins last week. The weather feeling bitterly cold and brisk winds this afternoon. Some wintry showers around 2, mainly in the east with highs of 5 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes. Hi, John.
There's more now.
Yes.
There's more now.
Yes.
Because it's time for today's bonus news. Of course, Victoria has to bring us bonus news because her bulletins are shorter than they once were, as we all know. And to make the time up, she has to bring us animal news, vegetable news or mineral news at 2:30-ish every single weekday, consecutive days. However, at the moment, she's doing just animal news every single day.
Why is that, John?
Because I parcel taped you to a chair during a bulletin at the beginning of the week.
That's in the podcast, by the way, which will be up this evening.
The full error of what happened on air and subsequent fallout and Victoria's righteous anger. All in the podcast, which you'll find later today, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. Why not subscribe? But now, look, here's animal. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
And you should be ashamed, John. An arthritic penguin has forged...
I can't believe you gave that penguin arthritis, John.
Yeah, what was I thinking? I am ashamed of that. I am ashamed.
So anyway, an arthritic penguin has forged a bromance with his 57-year-old keeper. Dippy the Humboldt moved to Great Yarmouth Sea Life Centre a year ago when his long-term home on the Isle of Wight was forced to close. Now the 21-year-old, that's Dippy, has grown particularly fond of Dave Warriner, who gets an enthusiastic braying call and then a swift waddle approach so he can receive friendly tickles.
It's just like your Tinder approach, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Sure. You're always waddling.
Yeah.
It's not
in a friendly
nice.
Way.
It's not very nice. Anyway, moving on. The 14th annual New York Pet Fashion Show has taken place. The theme for the 2017 event was global couture for animal rescue, and loads of pooches have adorned elaborate outfits, which you can see on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thanks. There's a particular picture of like some little dogs.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
In a pink car.
By the way, since you've been saying your Twitter handle at 2:30 every single day in a blatant attempt to get more followers, how many weird stalkers have you got now?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, fine. Just block them. Just block them.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, fine. All right.
Can you just stop playing the music for a second? Hit it, Chloe!
Happy birthday, dear
Afia.
Happy birthday to you.
So, a baby gorilla, which was born by emergency caesarean section,
hang
is
on,
celebrating.
Hang on.
Is celebrating her first birthday. Keepers at Bristol Zoo have given Afia cake, presents and bunting to share with other Western Lowland gorillas in her troop. So, John, how would you say happy birthday in gorilla? That's the same as, like, hello.
That means the same to them.
Does it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you got this.
It should be Harambe, that gorilla.
Harambe. It's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Harambe.
Harambe's dead, rest in peace. It's Afia. Anyway, Afia was only introduced to the other gorillas in December, but she's already making friends. She had to be hand-reared for the first 8 months of her life. So, happy birthday, Afia. There's a picture of Afia on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thanks, John. Okay.
So, arthritic penguin.
Yep.
What was the other one?
Fancy pooches getting dressed up for New York Fashion Pet Show.
Oh, yeah.
And a gorilla's birthday.
Great. And that was Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Thank you, Victoria.
John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
All I did was parcel tape you to a chair during your news bulletin.
You're twisted.
Okay.
Back to vegetable news on Monday.
Nah. You said 2 weeks of animal news.
I didn't say that.
Where's your dog?
No.
I didn't say that. I haven't brought my dog in. Do you want me to bring my dog in?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been trying to get an office dog for ages.
It's not an office dog. Oh, I might. I don't know. Right, okay, 20 to 3. In the next bit of the programme, an end of the week quiz. an end of the week brand loyalty testing quiz. Have you been listening to the programme all week?
No.
If we if we play you, fair enough. If we played you clips of it, would you be able to tell us what happened next?
Mm-mm.
Right, okay, well, if that's you, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
And we'll do the end of the week quiz next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man United, Everton and Stoke all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. Ah, I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Can someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M42 at the moment, through Warwickshire, one lane's closed off. That's due to an accident if you're going southbound, just between Junction 10 and Junction 9 at the Coesel turn-off. You'll find through Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, it stops start from Junction 23A to 24A. And in Merseyside, the M53 still closed off in both directions due to a police incident. That's between Junctions 3 and 2. That's causing delays back to Junction 4 and on the other side back to Junction 1. I'm Poonam Verma.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is the afternoon. Big debate coming along at 3 o'clock, by the way. And don't forget live music in the last half an hour of the programme. That's what we do on a Friday. We drag a busker in off the streets, quite literally drag them and put them at microphone point and force them to perform for us in our busker sessions. That will be coming in the next half an hour of the programme. Now, I've been looking through the news just ahead of the end of the week quiz, and what I've discovered is that the news itself, when you start looking at it, is actually very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
No, many people can't, Cornelius, and we are here to help you, certainly, them.
Thank you.
Yes, and you at home as well, because what we do is we take the news and we break it down into its component parts, peeling the news away layer by layer by layer. And what you do with that is you peel it away layer by layer by layer, but underneath, right in the middle of the news, is just some Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Bay. B scan most detailed yet. It's like a wound selfie.
The news in haiku. Incidentally, womb selfie just confirmed for Glastonbury. So it's time to look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back.
As we discover together what hath gone before, Monday through yesterday, bits of the programme pulled out of where they normally sit and used to revisit those exciting moments nobody could forget. Of course, if you'd like to hear the least worst bits of the programme, then our podcast is available. Certainly, the new one will be out this evening. But of course, the back catalogue still sits there on the internet for anybody who wants to listen to it. Talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, of course. Why not subscribe to the podcast?
You can leave a review as well.
Leave a review. Leave a favourable review of the podcast, because, you know, we're not in the podcast charts at all. So, you know, reviews help, don't they? Subscriptions help. So let's see if we can get into the podcast charts. It's unlikely, but let's give it a go.
Within the next hour.
Yeah. Right, so iTunes. You go to iTunes. Is that how you do it? You go to iTunes.
Yeah, you leave
subscribe,
a review
don't
on
you? Leave
iTunes.
A review and subscribe to it. And there it is.
And then you tweet about how much you love the podcast.
You don't even have to listen to it. Just download it. I'm not telling you to listen to it. That's not how it works. It's just numbers. Just whoever downloads it. You don't listen. It doesn't prove anyone listens to it. Anyway, let's find out if someone's been listening to the programme this week. She's called Sophie. She's on the telephone. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Hello there to you. What are you doing, Sophie? What are you doing this Friday afternoon?
I've been trying to write an essay, and it's not going very well, clearly.
Oh, we could help you with that. What's it on?
It's on children with autism.
Oh, I can't really help you with that, I'm afraid. My area of expertise there is poor.
Oh.
How far into the essay are you? When's it due in? Have you left it to the last minute?
I haven't, no. It's due in about 3 weeks,
I think. Okay. Well, you've got some time, then.
Yeah, it's not going too badly.
All right, fine. So what are you a student of, then? Is this behaviour? What psychology? What are you a student of?
It is psychology,
yes. Psychology, all right, okay, fine. And what year are you in?
My third year.
And are you planning to be a psychologist, a child psychologist, when you finish this? Or just...
No.
No, fine, good, all right. Yeah, well, you're wasting your time with your essay, then, aren't you, really? Let's be honest, who cares about your essay? Now, look, what's more pressing at the moment, Sophie, is, of course, your knowledge of this programme. If you had to write an essay on this programme this week, how do you think you'd do there?
Ooh, I think I'd do okay. I've been dipping in and out.
Dipping in and out, right, okay. That's probably the best way, to be honest with you. But we've got three clips for you of things that have happened on the programme this week, Sophie. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. That is it. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with clip number one in today's game of looking back over the shoulder of the week. And here it comes. So we begin with Monday, where following the previous Friday, i.e. a week ago today, Cornelius, who is here, was regaling us on air with a story about a party he went to where he bothered Russell Howard.
Remember when Russell Howard was in the building? This was ages ago.
Oh, the other guy with the eyes that look in different directions.
Yes. Yes. On the show. Yep. And he didn't have time to interview with us because he was going to Radio 2. So you made me chase him down the street with a microphone.
That's right.
But this was end of the evening
very
stuff.
Two in
the morning. Mm. And it'd been a free bar all evening.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I'll go say hello to Russell. and I went up to him, and I was very drunk. And I was like, Russell, hi, do you remember me?
Oh, God.
I was the guy who doorstepped you at TalkSport. And he's like, oh, yeah. I kept talking to him for a while. I can't really remember.
I remember what happened because I wasn't drinking very much.
Yeah, and then he clearly didn't want to talk to me.
Well, you really?
Do you know what he did?
Right, there you go. But the question is, Sophie, what did TV's Russell Howard do to get rid of Cornelius? Did he A, tell Cornelius that if he didn't leave immediately, he'd call his personal security? Did he B, introduce Cornelius to his own mother, to Russell Howard's mum, right, and then just walk off, leaving Cornelius with his own mother? Or did he punch Con in his wonky eye? Which of those did he do?
Well, I have said I wasn't listening at the time, but I reckon the answer is B, because Russell Howard does do a lot with his mum. Right. So I'm going to go for B.
Yeah, not as much as Cornelius does with his.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. Here we go.
Introduced me to his mother and then ran off.
Yes! Yes is the right answer.
Yay!
Good work. All right, question number two. Sophie, on Tuesday, at the beginning of this programme, somebody had left a roll of parcel tape in the studio. Victoria was reading the news. You can imagine what happened next.
And even in somewhere smart and, you know, love Jalan. And then I'll slap on some of my,
this is,
you know,
the wrong clip.
That doesn't sound like a clip, does it? Of Victoria's news. If I'm honest, I don't know what that was. That was about someone putting on some cream. I don't know what that was.
There's been a mistake in there.
Was there?
Yeah.
Is there a mistake?
There's a mistake.
All right. Well, in that case, what's going to have to happen here, Sophie? Very simple. Cass is going to run out of the glass and get some parcel tape.
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to reenact what happened with Victoria in the news with Cornelius.
Okay.
Because we had the wrong clip there and we can't find it. So I'm going to sort of enact what happened. Right, so there we go. While that's happening, I see Cass is now winding tape round Cornelius.
Not round my neck.
But what happened was, you see, I wrapped it round Victoria, and she got...
Oh! Ow!
She got...
electric shocks on there.
There we go. All right, and that's a clip there, live, of Cornelius reenacting Victoria being taped to the chair during a news bulletin. The question, though, to you, Sophie, is... Following the incident with Victoria in the tape, in Animal News, Victoria gathered opinions from the TalkSport people, the people who work out there in the office, as to what animal I should have to dress up as in repentance. But what did former England cricketer Darren Goff say that I should dress as? Did he say A, a rat because I look like one? Did he say B, a snake because I slither on my belly around the office, which I've only done twice, so I don't think someone should hold that on against me? Or C, did he say I should be dressed as a chicken because I am one? Which of those did he say, A, B and C?
Oh, I think he said snake, because I reckon you definitely do slide on your belly quite a lot.
All right, let's find out, shall we?
I think he should put on a chicken outfit, because that's what he is. He's a chicken.
There, the noise of Darren Goff there. Impersonating a chicken. For some reason. Anyway, final question now. Let's see if we've got this. Final question. On Wednesday, we ran the brand newly commissioned advert for the current Speaker of the House of Commons.
We got it at Burko.
Burko.
It's where the Trump goes.
Here at the House of Commons, our speaker is the real deal. We have the very best in honest and honourable opinions from a real everyday hypocrite. He's had leaders from China, Ghana, North Korea and Saudi Arabia, yet when it comes to Donald Trump, we have accusations of racism and sexism. Now that's a real hypocrite.
There he goes, the advert for Burko, where the Trump go. But what did the advert say that Burko could do if you wanted some non-neutral opinions that they didn't have in stock? Did the advert say A, they would order them in? B, why not take an alternative right view, such as aren't white people great? Or C, take home instead a weird gown to wear over a suit? What did the advert say?
Well, I'm pleased to say I actually heard this bit, and it is indeed A. Order, order.
Let's find out if you're right.
With Berko, he isn't afraid to speak his mind, and if you want some non-neutral opinions that we don't have in stock, don't worry, as we're not afraid to order, order them in.
It's right, yeah. Of course, Sophie. Very good work. All right, Sophie, now we need to work out what your score was, of course. There were three questions there, so we'll just going to have a look at the scores now. So, Cornelius, if you'd like to just...
I'll just start up the system.
Beg your pardon with this, Sophie. It's a very slow system, but we need to work out... we have to input your data to work out what your score actually is. So just bear with us while that happens. Just takes a moment to boot it up, to dial up. Dial, there we go, we're in. Okay, fine. So just... typing in your details now, Sophie.
Very tense.
Well, it is. Yeah, just, Sorry,
Sophie.
Don't worry, it's okay.
I've forgotten how to spell Sophie. How do you spell it?
It's S-O-P... H-I-E.
H-I-E, or...
E, but elephant.
Four... No, it says not elephant.
Etiquette.
He hasn't got a hope with spelling that one.
Oh.
No, it says not etiquette.
Could you try egg?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Egg. Good one.
Egg.
Egg, egg.
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 Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Cass is C-A-S-S.
C-A-S-S.
S-M-E.
S-M-E.
L-L.
I do not smell of a egg.
Of a egg.
She does smell of egg.
I do not smell of an egg.
Stinks.
I don't stink of an egg either.
I'll just print it out.
Yeah, print it out, yeah. Quite a slow printer, Sophie. Cass is going to... Once he's done, Cass will rip the bit of paper out of the printer for us. And run in here with it. Right. There she is. Oh, there you go.
Thanks. Running.
Thanks, Cass. If you could run in here with it and just give it to Cornelius, and then run out again. There you go.
I'm so nervous.
Thanks, Cass.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I smell that paper now.
Oh,
it smells of an egg. What did Sophie get? Sophie
scored 2 points.
She got 2 points.
Yay!
Hey. Well done, Sophie. Really good. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really great. Back to the essay now. So there's Sophie. So you got 2 points in today's End of the Week quiz. There'll be another End of the Week quiz next week, of course, on Friday. And if you'd like to hear all of those moments in full, those exciting moments, even the one clip that wasn't there, then you should subscribe to the podcast. And that is, of course, available on iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. In the next bit of the programme, then, it is time for the big debate. Cornelius will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building.
Yeah.
That is in a feature we call Con Descending. And we've got live music in the last half hour of the programme as we drag a busker in off the streets. Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Friday.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Morning, love. All ready for the big game.
Hiya, darling. Yeah, the boys are raring to go. Just having our sausage sarnies. Hey, lads, give Ange a big Peterborough hello.
Morning,
Ange.
Morning, boys.
Oh,
I hope they win.
Yeah, if they win today, they'll go above Oadby Wiggistonians in the league.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Let's be anything but beige, because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wix, let's do it right.
Welcome back to 10 Second Moments. Tony, take it away.
Live...
We're on air. I'm actually on the radio. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here goes. My darling Julie, will you marry...
Good things don't last forever. Get down to your nearest Toyota dealer to get 3 years free servicing when you buy any Toyota Auris or Toyota RAV4, on top of other great offers. Only at the Love Toyota event between the 10th and the 19th of February. Search Toyota for more information. Toyota, always a better way. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jax the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon, Friday. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly house fire in Manchester, a court challenge over child refugees and a Star Wars course.
Talk radio.
Some breaking news. A report by MPs says a discredited multi-million pound probe into allegations against Iraq war veterans must be shut down within months. They've called the investigation a failure, an unmitigated failure. A man and woman have died and 4 children have been taken to hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. Another man is said to be in a serious condition. Emily Puckering lives nearby.
Lots of smoke and the flames are getting quite big. I could see them out in the front door in the upstairs bedroom. A police officer came and spoke to us about an hour after. He just told us that the children were injured from falling from the window, but they're not, like, it wasn't severe.
A man's been arrested at Gatwick Airport on suspicion of preparing terrorist acts after getting off a flight from Iraq. The 44-year-old from Hertfordshire was detained yesterday by the Metropolitan Police. People who work for firms under freelance contracts could be entitled to basic workers' rights following a legal ruling. It's after the Court of Appeal upheld a decision about the status of a former employee who wanted to reduce his working days following a heart attack. Campaigners are taking the government to court to challenge the decision to end a scheme accommodating lone child refugees. There's been widespread criticism after it emerged just 350 young people would be accepted instead of a planned 3,000. Former Conservative MP Nick Dubois has told Talk Radio the government is helping.
The most useful thing I think we're doing is actually going into the camps in Lebanon, neighbouring Lebanon, for example, and actually actively lifting people out of conditions there and bringing them to this country. And that's a lot of children as well.
Cocaine worth up to £50 million has washed up on 2 beaches near Great Yarmouth. The National Crime Agency says it's extremely unlikely that's where the bags of the Class A drug were meant to end up. And a university is going to host a course in the philosophy of Star Wars. It's a one-day special at Glasgow University, which will look at the Star Wars universe in which the Force governs all and directs the destiny of individuals and civilizations.
What was the latest on the cocaine?
It's been found... That's probably not where it was meant to end up.
Right. I think we all knew that, didn't we? We didn't think the people of cocaine were doing a special offer.
Just
like a publicity marketing sort of thing. We did know that. I'm not having a go at you. It's the people who said it originally.
The National Crime Agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're investigating along with Border Force.
There's the news there.
Yeah.
With Victoria. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we've got £50 million worth of cocaine to give away this afternoon on the programme.
No, we don't.
Before four...
£50 million of cocaine is not available.
Before 4 o'clock, because all you have to do is... Winner collects, it's down there on the beach. If you get there quick enough, you get there ahead of the National Crime Agency, you can keep it. Is that right?
It's already gone,
oh.
So... and has nothing to do with Talk Radio.
Okay, in that case, if you win the cocaine, you have to work out a way.
Maybe Talk Sport, but...
Okay, yeah, a couple of people there, only certainly. Right, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course.
I'm going to write their names down.
Do that. Do it now. So let's see if you think it's... Oh, I think it is as well. Yeah, I'm going to write that. Let's write. Victoria, you join in. Write down who you think.
Oh, for sure.
And I have that on
probably.
Good,
yeah, yeah. Not just MI, not just TalkSport either. I've got one. Oh, snap. Snap. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Right, okay. They definitely are. They're 3:05.
I need to do the weather, Tim needs to do the sport.
I thought, you haven't done the weather. Oh.
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Bitterly cold and windy. Mm. Some wintry showers are around as well, mainly in the east, with highs of just 5 degrees.
Yeah, I've heard it snowing in Norfolk.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria. There, Victoria with the weather. And now here is Tim Humphrey with the... Humphrey, singular. With the pre-recorded... There's only one of him.
What do you mean Humphrey's singular? It's on the screen. Victoria.
It's just one of him. He's got the sport, the pre-recorded sport, live from a twin-prop plane that's being piloted by a troop of monkeys.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says fans shouldn't be too much into whether they agree a new contract with Adam Lallana. The England midfielder is reportedly discussing an improved deal at Anfield. Klopp says it's not the best way to judge who he regards as his key players.
First of all, yes, Adam is a very important player for the squad with a pretty long contract. So how close, we won't talk about this, but it's nothing about his importance in the squad and in the team, if we negotiate or not.
England cricketers Joe Root, Stuart Broad and Ben Stokes have all had talks with the ECB about the vacant Test captaincy. Root is favourite for the role, but it's understood director of cricket Andrew Strauss has yet to hold any formal interviews. A Russian athlete, Maria Savinova, has had her Olympic 800 metres gold medal from London 2012 taken away. The Court of Arbitration for Sports has had clear evidence she was doping between July 2010 and August 2013. All the prizes she won during that time avoid, so Britain's Jenny Meadows will be promoted to 2010 European Championship silver. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by a twin-prop plane there, being piloted by a troop of monkeys. That was Tim Humphrey. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, after losing in court, President Trump has shouted, "See you in court," on his Twitter feed. Which is a bit like shouting, someone who's lost a game of chess shouting, "Yes, but I'll beat you at chess," at their chess opponent. Trump's travel ban has been overturned, and probably legally this time, meaning that people from 7 Muslim countries that he said couldn't come in can now come in. As ever, he's decided to challenge this on Twitter rather than perhaps, as would be more befitting of a president, through the appropriate channel. I'm kind of with him, though, I'll be honest with you. I wish all world leaders from history had always been on Twitter themselves. Like Churchill, just in capital letters, typing, "Nazis, I'll fight them on the beaches, sad." Or Genghis Khan going, "Who says I haven't got the largest army in the empire in history? Photos of a smaller empire, lie, fake news." All of them, all of the leaders from history plugged into social media. Now, on the line, listening to me posit that that's a good idea. Hunter has called in to Talk Radio on a... let me just check what that is. Yes, that's right, a telephone. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word plug.
You're welcome.
Plugged there. And you have a problem, I think, with household plugs, with plugs. Is that right?
Yeah, just any plug in general. I mean, we know plug is an acronym for the super injunction plug versus sow. P-L-U-G versus S-O-W.
Yeah.
We know that plug is stands for pompous little ugly gnome, obviously you, John.
Yeah.
And sow is sauna-owning weirdo.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't say it's the owner-proprietor of the Canterbury sauna.
No.
We just have to leave that implied. But, I mean, clearly, would anyone knowing that want to advocate for plug? I mean, he's annoying, isn't he, Con?
It's a strange argument, certainly, but I want to bring in someone else to enjoy it with us. Reverend Lionel Crapping. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, thank you.
Good afternoon, Con. And good afternoon, Cass, and good afternoon to everyone there.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to say good afternoon to Hunter?
Good afternoon, Hunter.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Right.
Good afternoon. Plugs.
So,
too
yes,
many different
exactly.
plugs in the world to celebrate, aren't there?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Hunter's not celebrating the notion of plugs. He doesn't like any kind. But do you have a favourite kind, Lionel?
Well, I find it very hard to decide, John. There's electrical plugs, which, if I may, I'll come on to directly. But also, let's not forget plug from the Bass Street Kids, who really acted as a shining beacon for ugly children everywhere.
That's right.
There's nose plug.
Yes.
Ear plug.
Yes, I know where you're going.
I can't think of any. Well, where am I going? I can't think of any other part of the anatomy that gets plugged. Doubtless your wonderful listeners can plug that hole for me.
Yes, I'm sure they will. 87222, if you'd like to name another kind of plug. Now, Hunter, you're listening to the Reverend there. He's a Reverend, so.
Yeah, I heard him say Bass Street Kids.
Yes.
That plug, yeah.
Yes.
Because the thing is, he was a funny, kind of likable, lanky guy.
Yes.
The opposite of John. He went on to become a 70s BBC presenter. He was a monster.
Yeah.
I think we need to put an end to those kind of people.
Well,
ones who seem to be nice and do loads for charity are the worst.
Stop talking. I want to.
You mean like
stop talking now.
Stop talking.
Yes, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
Now.
Okay. Everyone now.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
When?
Everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
You'll stop
okay.
now.
Stop now. Just do it
okay.
on
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me bring it round to household plugs, because that is a kind of plug. And,
yes.
And I know that that you're advocating that we get rid of those as well. And I just wonder what you want us to do. Because if you think about countries that don't have household plugs, now there are women, children, men in far-off countries without plugs in the house. They have to walk 20
yeah.
miles to get electricity from the electricity pipe and walk back to their village with it on their head in a basket. And if we get rid of plugs, that's what we're going to have to do in this country, isn't it, Hunter?
No, you don't have to. It's what you can do is you can stick your finger. Give this a try, anyone out there.
Mm.
Stick your finger in the electrical socket.
Don't do that.
And then you just connect the other end. Do it.
Yes.
Connect don't do it.
To the appliance. It was like, remember that boy in Holland? He put his finger in a dike.
Yes.
And I think that's wrong. He was a hero, though. But Trump
can I just say
outrageous.
But let's bring back the Reverend Lionel here. Reverend Lionel.
You see, yes, I have some. If my liturgical colleague Graham is anything to go by after that interrogation in Ecuador, doing that is no picnic whatsoever. Also, if he's anything to go by, having your feet and genitals beaten with a cable isn't a barrel of laughs either. But of course, without plugs, there'd be little use for cable anyway.
Yeah, well, making
what about now? Shut up for a second.
No.
What about this?
You shut up.
Okay. Who's shutting up first?
You shut up first.
Okay.
Now you shut up, Reverend. Now I'll shut. Now no. Yes. Now I'll shut up.
Yep.
Do you think?
No, I don't.
There we go.
No. Well, of course you don't think. That's why you called a talk radio station. But let me ask you this: do you want? Would you prefer it now? At the moment, electricity
no,
is
I wouldn't.
No. Electricity is delivered to our houses
I
now.
Love it.
Like milk used to be, but now it isn't milk, is it? You get it in the supermarket, right? And I wonder if you want to go to follow that model, and we don't get milk delivered to our homes every morning. Instead, we have to go and buy milk as electricity as we need it at the supermarket.
Yeah, they're called batteries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. That's what I'm saying.
So you're happy? You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Well, Lionel, what do you make of that?
Well,
we've already got mobile electricity. He's right, it's called batteries.
Yes, but I would miss the three-pin British electrical mains plug. Surely, I don't know about you, John.
You voted for Brexit. Cass,
or Con, or Horatio, or whatever your name is. Or Denny. Is Dave there today? Anyway, I lost my thread. No, I always feel slightly queasy when I see those caravan plugs. You know the ones I mean with the rounded instead
yeah,
of
yes,
the square?
Yes, I do, yes.
It feels like standard mains plug that's had its pins sucked by a red-hot giraffe. Or the devil.
Portrait of an idiot as a young man. Now that was a plug, and nobody wants to hear it. Get rid of them.
That's a very good book.
Nobody wants that. No, it's not. It's terrible. And I heard you yesterday say... He said $7.99 on Amazon, it's $8.99.
Can I quote something?
Yes.
I think God was a big one for plugging himself. If I can quote Psalms 81:10 for you.
Please do, Reverend.
Psalms 81:10, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Well, if that's not talking about plugging, John, what is? Cass, of course, and Con. And Denny. And anyone else?
Laurie.
Good afternoon, Laurie. Bye-bye.
Would you just bear with me one moment? I just want to play you something. Just have a quick listen to this. Now that's Plug In Baby by Muse. Now have a listen to this. Now, taking the plug out has changed that somewhat, and I wonder if that's... Now, of course, you can buy a plug-in babies, of course, to a penny now, and speaking of going to the supermarket as you were to get the batteries, you can buy plug-in babies. They're made by Glade, of course. You plug them into the wall, and
they stink
of baby. It's the smell of baby for your home. Exactly that, yes. But I wonder
They do struggle when you try to push the batteries in, don't they?
They do at first.
What about this? In the early 90s, Elton John got hair plugs.
Yes, and
they literally put electrical equipment in his head.
Similar.
It was all the rage at the time. I tried it, but it was awful. I kept picking up CBeebies on my eyelids any time there was an electrical storm.
I wonder if we just could look very quickly at these trials they're doing in Sweden. I don't know whether you know about...
No.
No.
I don't know whether you know about their...
How long's it going to take?
Well, that's another 30 seconds looking at the clock.
In Sweden, what they've done is they've got plugs everywhere. Instead of just lit around the house, they've got them absolutely everywhere. Everywhere's a plug now. You'd plug in because all the people are electric hybrid people because they're leading the way in the world of this technology. Because people smell, they emit smells like Cass does, like she smells of an egg, And if people go around being plugged in all the time, it charges them back up and they don't have to eat, which it stops them smelling and exhausting, if you like, the fumes that will damage the... Yeah. So basically in Sweden, what they're doing is they've got electric people. And there we must leave the debate.
I love the idea of being plugged wherever I go.
Thank you, Reverend Lionel, crapping there. Very much for plugs, of course, and Hunter against. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Reverend?
A dilation, John.
Thank you very much, and Hunter.
But.
And there we must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need plugs in this day and age, do we, really, in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got chairs and pork pies. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. And that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet
At Two Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, through Cheshire, the M6 northbound at the moment, two lanes are closed off. It is due to an accident between junction 16 and 17. That's causing delays back to junction 15. On the M5 northbound through Worcestershire, we've got two lanes closed off there. There's been an accident between Strensham Services and junction 7. And in Wiltshire as well, the M4, we do have queues due to an earlier accident just on the M4 westbound between junction 17 and 18, but all lanes have reopened.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and a lot of your reactions have been coming in for the big debate, whether or not, of course, we need plugs. Do we need them, really? In this day and age when electricity, of course, is just in the air, open and free, why should we have to tether ourselves to plugging stuff in when we've got wireless electricity? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Yeah. John, we should fight fire with fire. We need a three-pronged attack against plugs. Yeah. John, I'm not normally a person to moan or text a talk radio station, but plugs...
Thank you very much.
They really get my goat, I just say.
Right. Thank you. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need plugs, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, it's Summit Request Friday, of course, here on the programme. That means that you can request a speech or a talk. Now, you can't request a song. Let me be very clear about that. We're not Radio 2. I'm not Simon Mayo. That much is clear. He can play you songs that you request. That's what he can do on Radio 2. It's part of all Request Friday over there. We can't do that because of our licence regulations. We're a talk radio station, but we can play, as I say, speeches and talks if you want them. Thanks very much for getting in touch. If you would like us to, then the number's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Earlier on, of course, for Abraham in Lincoln, we played Dennis Skinner calling David Cameron Dodgy Dave in the Commons. We played that speech out for Abraham, who's a farmer, said he was having a busy day ploughing today as he and the wife had got the romantic day off work. Whatever it is, it might be your birthday. Of course, it's Valentine's Day next week, so you may well want to hear a speech, a romantic speech or talk. maybe Hitler's 1942 address to the Nazi party during the Battle of Stalingrad. Very romantic speech, that one. Or maybe your dog's being neutered today and you'd like to play your dog a speech or a talk. I don't know, Obama's farewell speech to the people of America as your dog says goodbye to his testicles. Whatever the reason, doesn't matter what it is, you can get in touch and do so and we'll play you one. Here's one that's coming here. Hi, John and the team. Please, 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 could you play a speech for me today? I'm celebrating the anniversary of proposing to my fiancée, and I'm celebrating that anniversary by marrying her today. I remember being so nervous when I popped the question, but she said yes. So I gave her a very nice finger ring for her finger that I bought. Platinum it was. Anyway, Roy Batty's monologue from Blade Runner. Don't write in again. Is the speech that she... I should read ahead. Is the speech that she'll be walking down the aisle to, but I'd love to hear it now. That is a romantic one, actually. Roy Batty's monologue from Blade Runner.
It's a classic.
I'd love to hear it now to get me excited. Thanks. That's from Richard in Blackwood. Thank you very much, Richard. Here it is, especially for your wife, and happy wedding day to Roy Batty's monologue from Blade Runner.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain. Time to die.
There it was, Roy Batty's monologue from Blade Runner. Play that especially for Richard in Blackwood, who's getting married today. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio, and you know, if you are a regular listener, that on Friday, we take all of the speeches? No, the haters and the trolls and their abuse and their tweets and their texts that don't like me personally or the show in its entirety or elements in it thereof. And instead of reporting them to the authorities or blocking their spam trolling abuse, no, we celebrate it. And why? Because the haters gonna hate. We take all of that stuff they send us, and instead of binning it or deleting it, we give it to Cornelius Con, who takes them to the lift on a Friday and reads out all the haters' tweets, the haters' hate, as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And he should be able to hear me now. Cornelius is in the lift. Cornelius.
Yes, hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am in the lift. And I have, of course, changed the radio away from Talk Sport 2 and Ray Stubbs to this.
This is the point when I need everybody to get to the
dance. It's Kistery. Right.
Great.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, at Talk Radio, is this a real station? I've never heard so much rubbish. Try not eating and drinking while you're talking, says Philip Lockley.
Thanks, Philip.
Talk Radio gives me a Pavlovian-style reaction. Whenever I hear John's voice, I involuntarily turn off the radio. Saying that, I'm quite glad I do. Someone just texted during the week, your incompetence knows no bounds.
Fine.
Talk Radio lefty PC nut job, says at UK Phil, who probably voted Brexit. John, this show is about as fun as the website drinkaware.com, which, by the way, I think paid intern Cornelius should have a good read of. Or maybe someone should read it to him, because he can't read. Thank you, Michael. I cannot believe John Holmes is the most listened to show on Talk Radio. Who is he paying off to get these results, asked Crisps. I'm pleased to hear John Holmes is off a few days next week. Oh, we've got some guests.
Hello.
It's Robin and Alex from the news. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello. So Lydia sent this into John's show. This is Kistery, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm pleased to hear John Holmes is off for a few days. We're going down. off for a few days next week. At least now I can tune into real radio again. Can you read this one out for me, please, Robbie?
Talk Radio. Oh, at Talk Radio. This fella sounds clever. What a plank, Rob Marshall.
Yes, thanks, Rob Marshall. Go and dibble this one here.
The John Holmes Show is 3 hours of nonsensical muttering broken up with people unable to read, that's Yukon, and a northerner no one can understand.
I eagerly awaited listening figures, hoping it would be followed by John being sacked. Back to LBC I go, said a text.
Thanks.
Hi, John. Hi, John. Sad to hear you're feeling better. I was hoping it would be fatal. And finally, John is an odious, deformed, dreary sack of cells. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, there. He's in the lift to where the haters gonna hate. So if you'd like to get your hate read out live from the lift on next week's Con Descending, then you know the number. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hate.
Yeah. Or, of course, you can hate me personally at John Holmes 1, J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S, and the number 1, John Holmes 1, for your personal hate. And you too could be in the lift for next week's Con Descending. 3:30, we'll bring you live music in the next half an hour of the programme as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform live in the studio for us. It's 3:30 now, though. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A report by MPs says a special team investigating allegations against British soldiers who served in Iraq should be scrapped. The Defence Subcommittee says many of the 3,500 cases should have been thrown out by the Iraq Historic Allegations Team. The committee says it's cost £60 million so far and has caused unacceptable stress to veterans, even damaging their careers. A man and woman have died and 4 children have been taken to hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. Another man is in a serious condition. Cocaine with an estimated street value of £50 million has washed up on 2 beaches in Norfolk. The National Crime Agency is investigating the discovery of around 360 kilos of the drug in several holdalls. A challenge against the decision to scrap a scheme to take in lone child refugees from across Europe is likely to reach the High Court in May. A charity claims the government consultation process that calculated only 350 could be accepted by local councils was fundamentally flawed. A preliminary court hearing took place earlier. Liliana Bird from Help Refugees says the initiative needs to stay open.
The DUB scheme is done in close consultation with local authorities. And yesterday, for example, we had a councillor from Lewisham saying we have 24 spaces ready. We have the funding, we have the resources, we are waiting to welcome these unaccompanied children. Why is the scheme being closed?
Police investigating the disappearance of an RAF serviceman are planning to search a landfill site in Cambridgeshire. 23-year-old Corey McKeague was last seen in Bury St Edmunds in September. And the family of Tara Palmer Tomkinson have confirmed that she died peacefully in her sleep. The 45-year-old was found dead at her West London home on Wednesday. 3 months earlier, the socialite revealed she had been diagnosed with a brain tumour. The weather staying cold with wintry showers becoming more widespread, lows of -2. Tomorrow's going to be dull with some rain and sleet. It's going to feel chilly and windy again with highs of just 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Always end on a high.
Yes, John.
More in half an hour from Victoria. She'll have the news in half an hour with Sam. No, it's Yasmin today. It's Friday.
It is Yasmin, yes.
Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan will be with you from 4 on Drive here on Talk Radio. But in the next half an hour with us, Live Music Friday. Of course, we've dragged another performer, another musician, a musicianess this time, in from the streets. And she will be performing for us live, a couple of songs here on the radio to take you into the weekend. Take you into the... I sound like a DJ when I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I quite like that. To take you into the weekend. We're going into the weekend with live music. It's my presenting.
Yeah, but stop it.
I've read the Bauer Style Guide, like everyone else seems to. There's a rival radio company. They issued a style guide to all their presenters this week. Worth listening to Ian Lee's podcast and so on for fun with that. But essentially, it told their presenters how they have to talk and what they have to say. But I'm just joining in with that.
That's all the hits all day long.
All the hits all day long. Boom! The classic hits. Get a job there?
Don't know.
Do you do that when you're on Virgin?
When I sit in on Virgin?
Do you change your voice to that?
Yeah, you listen to Virgin Radio. Hi there, you're listening to Virgin Radio. Not a cloud in the sky. Oh, blue skies over the town.
What?
That's what the DJs do, isn't it? I don't know. at all.
I don't think I've ever heard a DJ say that apart from you just then.
Sounds on par with the rest of Virgin Radio. Yeah. So.
That's why we've got more listeners. Right, so in the afternoons. So the more than breakfast, and so there's live music on the way coming up, and what?
You're just naughty, aren't you?
No, it's 3:34 now. It's a Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's, well, it's coming up to a time, and the time it's coming up to is the time for music time. Because on a Friday, regular listeners know that we drag musicians in from the streets and find out about them. It's our busker sessions, and we... It's been a Virgin Radio there. Of course, Virgin Radio have huge bands in down there. They have Kaiser Chiefs in session, don't they?
Saint Motel this morning.
Saint Motel this morning. You, me at 6 the other day. But you know, we're not to be beaten. And instead, what we do is we keep it real. We keep it realer than that. We're getting in the real people out there grafting day after day, night after night, performing to the real music lovers. There's one here. She's a musician S. She's called Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hiya, how you doing?
What's your surname? Is it Snow?
Snow,
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, apparently I know nothing. You know nothing,
nothing Jane,
Jane
Snow.
Snow.
Yeah. I will be saying that. You're here to perform, but before you do, we need to know a bit about you. So tell us where you're from, what you do, how long you've been doing it, and all that stuff.
Well, you guys came across to me whilst I was busking at Waterloo Station.
Yep.
So I'm part of the Busk in London scheme, which is a really good scheme. So if there's anyone out there that's looking to busk, I'd definitely recommend you looking into that. So I busk half of my time, and then the other half I'm doing professional gigs, corporate gigs, that sort of thing, and trying to get my album sort of done and recorded. So.
And how far into album recording are you?
I am about halfway through.
Okay.
Yeah, so fingers crossed it'll be done
by
summer.
How many tracks? Because it varies, but what is there an ideal length of album these days? Because I figure that the shorter albums with people's attention span are better now. you know, or are we talking sort of 20-track double concept vinyl?
Cool, if only. Sleeve? Vinyl's back in, by the way.
Certainly
so,
is.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, my album's probably going to have about 12 songs.
I'd say that was about right.
EP tends to be anywhere between 3 and 5, so
yeah.
I'm going for the album.
Yeah.
Which I've got plenty of songs to put on there, so it's just whichever ones make the cut in the end.
And what are your influences? What sort of thing did you listen to and that sort of seeped into your work?
I think everything and anything.
Right.
I mean, stuff from Aretha Franklin to Whitney Houston to then, like, I love a bit of rock as well, so you've got, like, Kings of Leon, stuff as heavy as sort of Pantera.
Pantera!
Yeah, I mean, all sort of spectrums, and then from that I've sort of... mellowed out a bit in my solo career, and now I'm just writing tunes which come to heart and mind, really.
Yeah. And in terms of when you perform sort of out and about, do you do a mix of covers and your own stuff, sort of, what's
yeah,
the technique?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think, especially corporate-wise, they tend to not like originals. They're purely cover-based, which is fine. Just means I can put my personal twist on the covers. And then anything outside of that is free reign, really. So that's really good to get your own music out there, especially if the audience are engaging with you.
Yeah.
That's a perfect time to pitch your own songs.
All right. Well, look, we're going to go to Traffic and Travel slightly early, right? So
cool.
We can come back and hear a couple of tracks from you. All right. So that's Jane Snur with us. She knows nothing. She's going to be playing a couple of tracks for us. What?
Yeah, it's been fun, isn't it?
Well, I just did it then.
That's enough.
You know nothing.
No.
Jane
Snur. Nope.
Snur.
Go to Traffic and Travel.
You know nothing. Cornelius Mendes.
Go to Traffic doesn't work. Traffic, go.
Here's the Traffic and Travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
What a bargain!
It's a song!
Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of Kazan.
I think that was collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Starts this Saturday.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, you can find essential information and services about selling overseas through the government's website for exporters. Find the right information and help to grow your business. Visit great.gov.uk.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man United, Everton and Stoke all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+, gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, around Derbyshire, one lane's closed off due to an accident going northbound between junction 30 and 31. You'll also find the M5 northbound through Worcestershire. We've got 2 lanes closed and queuing traffic. That's due to a multi-vehicle accident between Strensham services and junction 7. And through Cheshire, the M6 northbound, severe delays. One lane closed off due to an accident between junction 16 at Stoke-on-Trent up to junction 17 with delays back to 15. I'm Poonam Verma.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And here we are, ready to take live music in the afternoons. Jane Snow is with us. Jane Snow. We found her at Waterloo Station plying her trade, but she is recording an album. She performs, of course, at gigs and stuff as well. We'll talk to her more in a minute, but we're going to hear a song now. What are we going to hear first, Jane?
I'll throw my cover out there, One Dance by Drake.
Here we go. Live music on Talk Radio.
Never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one day on.
once. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking control of me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking control of me. Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know, you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text reply me, I don't wanna spend time fighting. We've got no time, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking control of me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking control of me. I need a one dance. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking control of me.
Yeah!
There we have it. Live music in the studio. It's what we do on a Friday. And we drag buskers in from their pitches, thereby losing the money, putting them in front of the microphones to perform for our busker sessions. That's Jane Snow. So, Jane, is Drake, because you were talking about different kinds of music that you like to do. So, I mean, why Drake? What's, you know, is that...
It's just a current track. That's out. I mean, when you're busking, I think it's really important to have a good mixture of songs. I mean, I was battling with doing some, like, classics before I came on the show, and I thought, well, I'll keep it current today.
Yep.
But you need to have such a vast range, even if you don't particularly like the song that you're doing, you still have to have that in the set, because you're guaranteed that one person that makes the request is like, you know, it gets the rest of the station going. So
yeah.
Luckily for me, I like all the songs that I put in my set because I enjoy sort of playing it. But
yeah
definitely Drake is a current one at the minute, along with The Weeknd.
Yeah, okay.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
But you need like crowd pleasers basically to get them going.
Well, you do, don't you? That's the point of the exercise. And when people are sort of walking past as well, you know, there's a lot of, somebody like Waterloo Station, there's a lot of attention grabbers, if you like, for everywhere. So you've got to kind of cut through all the noise there.
Yeah,
And pull them
in. It can
be
challenging sometimes in a really busy station. People don't realise just how noisy it is in a station.
Yeah.
But also the sound really travels as well. And I love it because it's like a pippa mix of people that come through. So you never know from one busk to the next who you're going to bump into, where they come from. And everyone's got a story to tell. And I think it's really genuine that if people stop and listen to you or even give you a smile or drop something in your case, it's more genuine in so many more cases than if you gig and you've been hired by someone.
Yeah.
Because people there kind of have to listen to you. But when you're busking, people don't need to interact if they don't want to. But lucky for me, they do. And, you know, I love it.
Well, that was excellent. Thank you for doing it. In terms of, do you just do London or do you...
All over.
Okay.
All over. But mainly the Busk in London scheme is really good.
Yeah.
They really support buskers. And from it as well, I'm also playing at the Roundhouse Rising Festival this Saturday coming.
Excellent.
Not tomorrow, the weekend after.
Yeah,
so
week tomorrow.
BBC introducing it, it will be down there. So it's going to be a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
To support sort of London music, really. So.
Okay, good stuff. All right, well, let's hit the second track, because this is one of your own, yeah?
Yeah, this is one of my own.
What's it called?
It's called Wake Me Up. Okay. Bear with me. You've got those bedroom eyes that drive me wild, and on top of that, a killer smile. And I know I shouldn't be the one to point it out or list it all, but is this love that I feel? I want you to keep me up until the sun rises.
tell me secrets that nobody else knows. Lift me up, show me the things that this love has in store now, 'cause I'm riding with you. Wake me up, doo-doo. Wake me up, oh, now. Wake me up, doo-doo-doo. Wake me up, hey, you see. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm vibing with you. Lying there, the room's a spiral, stripped of any care. There's no denial, I know we're close, our souls are low. We make it smoke until our words are choked out. Loving the way that you feel. Wake me up, doo-doo. Wake me up, oh now. Wake me up, doo-doo-doo. Wake me up, hey, say, oh yeah, 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 'cause I'm vibing with you. We have tonight, let's do this right, 'cause in our arms I finally see life before was just a dream. We have tonight, let's do this right.
She does know something, it turns out, Jane Snur. She knows something. She knows how to write a tune. That was splendid.
Thank you.
It's you said about gigging and so on and so forth, so and people want to maybe hear more. Where would we find you online and all that kind of stuff?
You can find me basically on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's at Jane Snow UK. It's Jane with a Y. Snow is in the weather. And it's www.facebook.com/JaneSnowUK. I'm on YouTube. I am on SoundCloud. Or you can go to my official website, www.janesnow.co.uk.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you, guys.
Pleasure to see you. Jane Snow there. You know nothing, Jane Snow. What? Oh, yeah, I know that. Stop pointing at me, Cornelius. I know that. Look, it's. I'll do that in a minute. Just.
Yeah, I know. I was just making sure you saw it.
I see
it. Really,
writing
you
it down.
Just,
I see it. I see what
you. Yeah, nothing to. You lost the piece of paper you were looking for, and you've blamed me.
What piece of paper? I've got a piece of paper. Yasmin Khan.
Don't have a row in front of other people. That's awkward.
It's just normal, isn't it?
I need
it's like when you've got guests round and the hosts have a Barney.
Yeah.
need a bloody week off.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Trouble at Mill.
Talking to him.
Who's at fault? Yeah. Obviously, Cornelius.
It's him again. Just doesn't listen to a word I say.
It's a skill. It's an acquired skill.
Just doesn't even listen.
Look at the stress on his face, Con.
Yeah, that's just because he's old.
Ageism.
And B?
A what?
A what?
Nothing. Right, so I'm up. We are off Monday and Tuesday. That's true.
So
Bob Mills will be sitting in for us. Bob Mills.
Bob Mills.
We'll be here on Monday and Tuesday. But Friday.
Aye.
Yasmin Khan.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Always best for seeing you.
Yes, I know. Welcome, by the way. You're very welcome as a guest on Talk Radio's biggest listened to show.
Is that so?
Yep.
Is that the official figures?
Yep.
Okay.
Just saying.
I'm going to go along with it.
Okay. So, what have you on yours?
Loads. I'm going to work slightly backwards. Seeing as you've just finished with music, I will say that I have got a equally brilliant singer-songwriter coming in, Louise Golby. It's neo-soul. It's gorgeous. She's coming in for a chat and a live session from 6:30.
Go on.
So that's instead of music review today, we're doing that. Also, talking to, I shouldn't say Mr. Mark Gatiss, but his husband. That's awful, isn't it? To introduce someone as someone else's spouse. That's awful.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but you've just done it.
I've just done it.
Yeah.
Awful.
I mean, yeah.
Ian Hallard, yeah. Who is in a play with his other half.
Yes.
Called Boys in the Band. Ian Hallard is joining us on the show to talk about the play. It's a revival of a sort of 60s play that was at the time called The Gay Play. And it's on again at the moment for a short run in the West End. So we're going to talk to him about that. But we are kicking off the show. Hopefully we're going to speak to Lord Dubs, who is behind some of the campaigning against the government now saying they don't want to accept any more child refugees. He was a child refugee himself. He was on kinder transport. We're going to talk to him about his own experiences and also find out exactly why the government is saying, OK, we need to stop this because actually it's encouraging children to make really dangerous journeys and it's encouraging child traffickers. I have a feeling Lord Dubs is going to be quite anti that and have a lot to say about that.
There's a good chance. Yeah.
There's a good chance. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Second hour show, fascinating guy is coming in who has managed to raise nearly 200 grand for his own cancer treatment and the impact that that has had in terms of the drugs that he can get and what it's done for his condition. I've also got a little story myself to tell there about what's happened to me in the last couple of weeks. And we're also going to be talking about diversity in modelling because, you know, as Talk Radio's head of diversity...
I certainly am.
That meant
you certainly are.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's the problem with the role of head of diversity. It's not diverse enough. It's just Yasmin. That's not right.
Giving you a look.
Okay. Anyway, so thanks, Yasmin Khan, who will be with you after 4 o'clock with Drive on a Friday. Professor Stephen Hawking joined us on the show earlier in the week, of course, and he told us the setup to a joke. If you want to hear the punchline to it, it is only available on our podcast. So that's how you get the punchline to that. You get the podcast, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. We will be back on Wednesday. Bob Mills with you on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to end with poetry. That's right. Because the news, Cornelius, I don't know whether you've seen anything. You've probably seen the news, Yasmin Khan. I mean,
yeah.
You've seen the news.
Yeah, I've seen the news.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
No one can, actually, Yasmin. So,
don't ever steal my catchphrase again.
Just did.
And that's
not
fine.
Not scared. Do it again.
That's fine. Do it again.
Just can't get my head around it.
That's all right, Yasmin, because we can help, because this is where we explain the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We'll see you next week. It's the news in haikus.
I hate you. And Amal Clooney having twins just like all the celebrities.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.